redeemed from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. We are welcoming you to today's edition of the News Hour, coming to you live and direct from the studios of Radio Biafra here in London. I am Nnamdi Kanu. I happen to be the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, wherever you are on this planet created by God himself, Chukwu Abiama. We are welcoming you. As always, we say good morning. Good afternoon, good evening, even good night to some people, because Radio Biafra is listened to in every country of the world. As the earth is spinning, it could be your morning, it is another person's evening somewhere. It could be your afternoon, it could be another person's midnight. That is why we have to acknowledge everybody in every time zone across the world. Radio Biafra is listened to and is received in every country where you have Biafrans, wherever they may be on the surface of the earth. That this is your radio station. This is the only voice that projects your feelings, your aspirations, your hope to the entire planet. This is the only place where you hear the truth. This is the only place where the impossible becomes possible, because we are forging ahead in unity. Unity of the people that believe in the cardinal principle of truth, that truth is everything. Without truth, you are nothing. On Radio Biafra, we pride ourselves as people that speak the truth always. People that do what is right. People that do what is just. People that makes it possible for the truth to be heard, regardless of the cost, regardless of the implied sacrifice. That this is Radio Biafra. Once again, we make bold to say that Radio Biafra is incorruptible. That Radio Biafra is whiter than white. That Radio Biafra itself is whiter than snow. We have not done anything wrong to sabotage this struggle since 1996. We've been in it. We have not done anything to compromise the hopes, the feelings, the aspirations of our people in the redemption that can only come from God. That redemption being the restoration of Biafra in truth and honesty. We are here today announcing boldly to the world that this is Radio Biafra, that we will always speak the truth until Biafra comes, even beyond. We are not afraid of any human being born by a woman. The only institution we are afraid of is God himself, because he gave us life. But even God will understand that we will speak the truth at all times. If you are listening to Radio Biafra this evening, this morning, this afternoon, wherever you may be, or past midnight for some people, you are indeed privileged. For you to be listening to Radio Biafra means you're very, very special. you have been touched by a special spirit to listen to the truth. You are one of the few called to partake in this offering from the Lord himself. We are welcoming you wherever you may be on this planet once again. This is Radio Biafra. The day today is the 30th of July, 2013. The time has just gone slightly past 5 minutes, past 7 p.m. here in the evening. This is London. It's summertime in London. A slightly damp, overcast London this evening. There is still light outside. We know it is darkness in the zoo. We know that armed robbers are all over the place. By armed robbers, we mean politicians, we mean policemen, we mean people of the armed forces. They are the ones who are killing, they are the ones who are kidnapping. They are the ones conniving with all the forces of darkness to make sure there is no tangible human development in that part of the world. But we are here to bring light where there is darkness. We are here to bring hope where there is despair. We are here to bring a smile where there is pain and suffering. Because this is Radio Biafra. Once we get Biafra, every other thing shall be added unto us. I am joined today by Dr. Chukwuma Egemba and also by our dear sister Chidera Akabuo. I will first of all go to Chidera. I'll do ladies first today to ask her to please say hello to all of you before we proceed, please. Chidera, go ahead.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. I'm saying good morning, good afternoon, good night to you wherever you are on the planet, and welcoming you to today's edition of the broadcast from here, Tennessee, United States. Thank you.
Thank you. You are in Tennessee. We are in London because at Radio Biafra, we do not lie. We tell people the truth always. We are not together in the studio. I'm at the studios of Radio Biafra in London, and you are in Tennessee. And we also have with us today Dr. Chukwuma Egemba. Please, Doctor, say hello to our wonderful, esteemed listeners in every continent of the world, in every country of the world, listening to Radio Biafra this evening, please.
Hello, Biafrans, friends of Biafra, listeners all over the world, wherever you are, we are welcoming you to this edition of our program. Please make yourself comfortable, relax, as always, jam-packed, the sort of information you will not hear anywhere else, the truth as it is, and the Biafran-centric, so that together, with your help, listening, introducing people to Radio Biafra, and doing the extra mile needed, we will all get the Biafra. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. When will it be? It depends on you, depends on me, depends on all of us. Thank you very much for your time. It's a pleasure being with you to present this program today. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you for that. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, if you're joining us, as you've just heard from Dr. Egemba, we are coming to you from London. This is a live and uninterrupted broadcast of the voice of the indigenous people of Biafra, ably represented by the board of the editorial board of Radio Biafra, Mose. We are here to bring you news, views, commentary, and analysis regarding how we are all going to get Biafra. Biafra is a responsibility for everybody to get, not just for a few people. You can get Radio Biafra every evening, 7 p.m. Biafra land time, 7 p.m. here in London. That is the summertime. When we go into the winter, it changes. These people here, they tamper with the clock all the time. They are not God, but they play God. They tamper with the clock. They move it forwards and backwards all the time. But for us in Biafra land, the time that God gave us is constant and doesn't change. 7 p.m. Biafra land time every evening. If you come to your Android, if you come to your iPhone, if you come to your iPad, if you come to your BlackBerry, if you come to your Windows phone, if you come to any device you have that has internet connectivity, you should be able to get Radio Biafra there. And you can get Radio Biafra via the following means. If at any point during this live transmission from London, you experience any intermittent disruption of service, all you need to do is to please refresh your browser. Refresh your browser and you should be back with us again. If you go to www.radiobiafra.co, you will get Radio Biafra there. We are not .com because we're not cheap. We are .co, something very special that everybody must be able to understand. Radio Biafra, all one word, radiobiafra.co. If you want to follow everything we are doing, or you want to get the most recent, the most latest, up-to-date information on what we are doing, please endeavor to join us on Facebook. We are the fastest growing Facebook community anywhere on the face of this earth. we make proud to say that once again. Join us. All you need to do is to go to Radio Biafra London on Facebook. Ask to join the group. If you are already on Radio Biafra London Facebook group, invite your friends. Our people sometimes can be a bit deaf. Invite Otandie Nyigindi Agbatobi. Mandi no ka hasunanye. Invite them to our Facebook page so we can tell them the truth. The whole world must hear about us. We want to get to 1 million people on Facebook, and then we can mount our campaign. We have not forgotten that we have a simple 3-step process to get Biafra. Not 25, not 30, not 45, not 60, not 99 steps. 3 steps only. We are already embarking on the very first step, which is to organize our consultative assembly in every country of the world where you have Biafrans. We are going to hold a worldwide protest after that. We'll go back home, drive away all the workers of iniquity from the house of God, which is Biafra land, and then we face our enemies. Very 3 simple steps. Everybody then, when we finish all these things, there will be no more elections until Biafra comes. That is why these steps are very, very critical. These steps are important for us to get Biafra. Before we go on to get you the rest of the things we have for you this evening, including the telephone number to call and also how you can join us later on today, we'll go to our dear sister Chidera Kabo, who is in Johnson City in Tennessee, to please give us the headlines and accompanying news summary, please. Go ahead, Chidera.
The news headlines. We're reporting today that over 65 people are dead in 3 explosions that rock Sabon Gari Kano by Boko Haram. We are also reporting that Nigerians drown on their way to Italy. Also that former UN secretary and go on to intervene in rivers crisis. Igbo youth, we will not support Jonathan for the second term. We are also reporting that PDP National Disciplinary Committee to be headed by Omar Udiko. Also, why Nigerians are the worst fools on earth. And lastly, in Lagos and Ogun State, 42 Boko Haram suspects arrested. Now the news in detail. Information reaching 247 reports indicates that multiple explosions has rocked the minority city of Sabon Gari in Kano State. According to the initial reports, 3 explosions were heard, 1 along Enugu Road and 2 along New Road. But explosions were said to have occurred near International Hotel. The explosion occurred at about 9:15 p.m. Monday night. Preliminary reports state that the area of the explosion occurred within a popular night hangout where indoor and outdoor bars are located. Many hotels are housed in the area. According to the police public relations officer in Kano, who confirmed that explosion to 247reports.com indicated that the police commissioner and the assistant inspector general of police have already arrived at the scene of explosion. Also, the men and women of the joint task force are said to have arrived at the scene of the bomb blast. 31 migrants, including 9 women, drowned off the coast of Libya during an attempted crossing to Italy, according to survivors who managed to complete the journey, Italian media reported. A dinghy carrying 53 migrants capsized on Friday evening, and witnesses said that one of those who had been thrown off it drowned in the accident. Some of them are believed to be Nigerians. The 22 survivors, who come from Nigeria, Gambia, Benin, and Senegal, said the dinghy has capsized.
The dinghy, it's a small boat, a rickety boat that people constructed. It's a dinghy, yes. Go ahead, please.
Said the dinghy has capsized after 3 days at sea. They were rescued by a passing merchant ship and taken to Lampedusa Island, the report said. A former military head of state, General Yakubu Gowon, a former United Nations Secretary General, Dr. Boutros Ghali, and a former Zambian president, Kenneth Kaunda, are among eminent Africans that will intervene in the current political impasse in River State. The secretary of the Akasoba Center for Peace and Conflict Resolution, Dr. Jen Clarence, stated this in a statement in Abuja on Monday. Clarence said the intervention was at the instance of the Akasoba of Kalabari and chair of ACPCR, Queen Akasoba Duke Abiola. Ahead of the 2015 presidential election, Igbo youths have vowed not to back President Goodluck Jonathan's re-election bid unless he fulfills his 2011 campaign promises to the Southeast Geopolitical Zone. According to the youths, of 10 promises, the president, as of now, is only tackling one and appears bent on shifting the rest to his second term, which they said was not fair. In a chat with Vanguard, Evan Elliott Uko, president of Igbo Youth Movement, IYM, an amalgam of 42 Igbo youth groups, said Jonathan had not really appreciated the massive support of Ndigbo, gave him in 2011. National leadership of the People's Democratic Party, PDP, Monday named Second Republic Minister of Transport, Alhaji Umaru Diko, as chairman, National Disciplinary Committee of the party. Diko, the former head of the Presidential Task Force on Rights during ex-president Shehu Shagari, is heading a seven-member committee that has a third power broker in President Goodluck Jonathan's kitchen cabinet, the Obanima of Opime Kingdom, Bayelsa State, King Eje Zona, as deputy chairman. Other members of the committee are the publisher of Champion newspaper and member Board of Trustees, BOT, Chief Emmanuel Iwanyamu, former deputy national chairman and BOT member Alhaji Shoaibu Oyedokun Hajia, Hajia Nana Aishat Kadiri, barrister Husseini Diraki, and Senator Emmanuel Aboti to serve as member and secretary. Umaru Diko, the former aviation minister under the administration of Shehu Shagari in the Second Republic, is the arch looter and an extraordinary criminal of the international repute. He single-handedly put Nigeria on the map in the League of African Treasury Robbers. This exclusive club of African theft monkeys that specialize in the wholesale stealing of public money has within its ranks Mobutu Sese Seko, Kuku Mbendu, Waza Banga of Congo, Samuel Doe of Liberia, President Teodoro Obiang Nguema of Equatorial Guinea, Mr. Adisa Akinloye, then MPN National Chairman of Nigeria, General Ibrahim Babangida of Nigeria, General Sani Abacha of Nigeria, Chief Obafemi Awolowo of Nigeria, Felix Hubert Bolgni of Ivory Coast, amongst many others. These men and their likes are responsible for the catalogue of cataclysmic social catastrophe afflicting the hopeless inhabitants of their respective countries. They did more damage than the combined might of Western colonization, First World War, Second World War, cholera, chickenpox, smallpox, and HIV put together. 42 suspected Boko Haram members were paraded yesterday by the army in Lagos. They were arrested in various parts of Lagos and Ogun State after fleeing the military intervention in some parts of the north. The suspects were arrested between July 12 and 23. Parading the suspects at the headquarters of the 81 Division, the General Officer Commanding GOC, General Obi Omahi, said they were seized during raids done in conjunction with intelligence operatives following plans by the sects to unleash terror in parts of the southwest. One of the suspects, Ibrahim Abubakar Bori, said they took part in several major operations in Borno State, where several military personnel and civilians have been killed since the insurgency started in 2009. This is the news of today, 30 July, 2013. Over to you, Derek.
Yeah, thank you very, very much for that, Jira. Thank you. We are very grateful for the news you're bringing to us today. On this day, the 30th of July, in the year of our Lord, 2013, please, we implore, we urge, we plead, we beg all our esteemed listeners to please give us some time before you start calling us. There are a lot of people calling already, both on the phone and also on Skype. We are pleased pleading with you to give us some time before we come back to you. We'll announce when it will be prudent for you to do so, when it will be right for you to call us, because for now we need to go in to analyze the news, to bring you the news, to bring you the meaning behind the headlines, so that our people can understand precisely what we are talking about. When we refer to Nigeria as a zoo, people must begin to understand the quality of animals in the zoo. A zoo contains a variety of species of animals. In Nigeria, it is a particular brand of animal that is causing problems. They are called human beings in this very zoo. They do not reason like people. They do not act like human beings. Rather, animals are even better than them. I will go on to prove the reason why we refer to Nigeria as the zoological republic, and why we need to remove ourselves, why we need to extricate our entire being from that very place. Nigeria is a disease. It is a curse. It is a burden. It is a problem. Nigeria is decaying. Nigeria is the worst thing that can ever happen to a human being, and we are here to prove it. We tell you something and we prove it before your own very eyes, starting with the news that we're bringing to you today, that Igbo people have been killed once again in the northern part of the Zoological Republic. They were killed in a place called Sabongeri. Sabongeri is a Hausa name. The meaning of Sabongeri is that it is stranger's quarters. You are a stranger here. You are a tenant. You do not belong. That is the meaning of Sabongeri. For anybody who understands Hausa, the simple, literal meaning of the word Sabongeri means stranger's quarters. There is no difference between what is happening in the north and what happened to the Jews in Poland. In Poland, they are called ghettos. G-H-E-T-T-O. In Nigeria, they are called Sabongeri. They are called strangers' quarters. The same thing that happened to the Jews in the Warsaw ghetto is happening to Igbo people in the northern part of Nigeria. Igbo people are being killed. And as it was in the Warsaw ghettos of Poland, the whole world kept quiet. As the children of God are being killed, everyone keeps quiet. No one is talking. Because it is in their interest that we are killed. It is in the interest of the people, the children of Satan, that the children of God are killed. That is why they are quiet. As we are reporting to you right now, the numbers that the media houses are reporting is 65 dead. That is what Radio Biafra is also called on our website, that it is only 65 people dead. Because we don't want to get into the argument of the numbers. But what they fail to understand is that Radio Biafra will come on air the next day to enlighten our people, to inform them, to educate them as to what the reality is on the ground. Anybody who has ever been to Kano or had the misfortune of being in Kano, when you go out at night in Sabongeri in Kano, when you go to a place where they sell Ishiewu, where they sell Nkwobi, where they sell Ngwongwo, everything, pepper soup, name it, you will know that in one place alone, you will have over 80 people, talk less of, having only 65 dead. There were 5 explosions. 5, not 1. If a typical bar, if a typical eatery in Kano, in Sabongeri, contains nothing less than 80 people, and there are 5 explosions in 5 bars located within Sabongeri, packed in the evening, how many people do you think they killed? Because of the strength of the TNT they used, a lot of people were vaporized. You cannot pick them up anymore. They vanished into the thin air because of the blast, because they were the epicenter of the blast. And immediately after the blast went, the so-called Inspector General of whatever police of Nigeria they call themselves, they arrived immediately on the scene. What are they going to do? Nothing. We will tell you the news as the people are reporting it. It was broken yesterday night on air, but we did not write our own report because we didn't have any reporter on the ground. But we broke it live on air last night that Kano was under attack. It was being bombed. And today, people have written the report from another source, 247 U Reports, another very fearless people that goes into battle without any thought of pulling back. We like them because they speak the truth. There were multiple explosions in Kano. 3 explosions were heard. This place is called Enugu Road and 2 other along New Road. They have also said to have occurred near the International Hotel. It occurred around 9:15, as you recall, yesterday, as we were on air. We were announcing at the same time these explosions were going off. It occurred within a popular night hangout where indoor and outdoor bars are located, Listen very carefully what they said. They said many, not one hotel. They are reporting 65 dead, but the reporters on the ground are saying that many hotels and houses are in the area. How can there be only 65 people in many hotels and houses? These people did not think or bargain on Radio Biafra being on the air to expose the meaning behind the news that we present to the world. We explain it in such a way that you can understand it. When you read a Nigerian newspaper, you don't understand anything at all. You need to delve behind what they're writing about to appreciate the scale of barbarism, the scale of inhumanity, the scale of wickedness, the scale of evil being directed against Igbo people and Biafrans at large. We'll continue to present the news. The police public relations officer in Kano confirmed the explosion. He indicated that the police commissioner and the assistant inspector general of police have already arrived at the scene of the explosion. What are they going to do? These are Hausa people. And the men of the joint task force arrived. What they will now do, when they arrive, they take away Igbo dead bodies and put them in the mortuary. You can never see these 65 people. It is a challenge to everybody. Go and see how many of these 65 bodies killed in Sabongeri will return to Igbo land. None. Do you know why they will not come to Igbo land? People don't know, but we'll tell you. Because Ohaneze took 5 billion from the Nigerian government. Because Wazurika and Masob took oil block and money from the Nigerian government. Nobody is going to ask for these bodies to be repatriated. These bodies will be buried in a mass grave in the north. They will be held in the mortuary for some time and buried in a mass grave. The families will not be paid any compensation. Nobody will ask them how they are doing. They will get all the northern people swooshing from one hotel to another, living life very large from our own oil money. These people that died in Sabongeri, in case people don't know, we must remind them. They are the people from their lands, the oil that sustains Nigeria comes from. These people that have been killed in Kano, it is from their land that the finest brains in the country comes from. It is from their land that they produce the traders and the merchants in the country. What have they done? We want people to tell us what these people in Sabongeri did to deserve this type of death at the hands of Islamic extremists. Yet people say we should remain in one Nigeria. This is a lesson to everybody to understand what is going to happen. Now listen, this is what happened. The bomb was centered around number 38, number 39, number 40, number 41, number 42, number 43, and number 44 New Road in Sabongeri. A place filled with restaurants and eateries and outside bars. Listen very carefully what they had to say. We are predominantly Southeasterners, not Igbo. They won't call it Igbo people, because if you call it Igbo people, it will remind the world of what happened in 1966. It will remind them of what happened in 1945. It will remind them of what happened in 1957. They are calling it Southeasterners. Who are the Southeasterners, we ask? Geography tells me they are Biafrans. I don't know what yours tells you. This is what we are reporting today. They are killing us. They are killing us and they are continuing to kill us. Now, listen again. There is a Pentecostal church, hopefully not run by a Yoruba person, because they are cowards. They will not live in Sabongeri, but they will put all our money together and send to them in Lagos. There is a church located at number 14 New Road in this Sabongeri. This church was blown to pieces. The church was said to be filled with worshippers when the bomb went off. But they are telling us it's only 65 people. 65 people at number 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44 New Road. Only 65 people in this church. Only 65 people in an area filled with hotels and bars. You see how men lie. You see how newspaper men lie in Nigeria. You see how the Ministry of Information in Nigeria is lying to people. You see why we tell you that without Radio Biafra, you are finished. Nobody can tell you the truth. If you go and read Vanguard, Guardian, you are wasting your time. They are the ones killing you. They are owned and controlled by Yoruba people. Your own enemies. Today we are informing you that they are killing us and nobody is talking. the same thing that happened to the Jews of the Warsaw Ghetto. If you are a listener of Radio Biafra, we suggest please that you go and read very carefully. When you come to Radio Biafra, you come with a pen and a piece of paper because you go away with a lot. When you go back, please go and do your research. As you go to church, as you go to Yoruba churches on Sunday with your big Bible and pen and paper, sitting in front of the church, looking at the pastor to recognize you and call your name. Nobody is going to call your name here because this is Radio Biafra. We are going to enlighten you, we'll educate you, we'll inform you, we'll prepare you for the battle ahead, the mental battle ahead, even the physical. Should it come to that? We are telling you that your brothers and sisters were killed yesterday. They were killed last night in a place called Sebongeri. The reason why they call this Sebongeri is because Igbos are there. Igbo people live there. They call this Sabongeri, stranger's quarters. You are a stranger in your own country and you cannot reason. We are also reporting today, rather very sadly, that death is facing us everywhere. When I told people that God is going to destroy the Igbo race unless we see Biafra, people thought I was joking. It's beginning to happen and it will continue to happen until we come to our senses. There has been another mishap on the high sea, in Mediterranean Sea. There's a dinghy that's capsized and killed a lot of our children. They are running away from the zoo. The oil is coming from their place, but they are running away from it because there is no life. You have Peter B, you have Rochas Okorocha, you have Theodore Oji, you have Martin Elechi, you have the other group of buffoons. Only heaven knows where they come from. They are making life intolerable for us, and we are going to run to Italy to go and survive. We're going to run to Europe. And for us to get to Europe, we have to trek through the Sahara Desert. We have to swim. We have to pay millions of naira. And then we drown in the sea. 31 migrants, including 9 women, drowned off the coast of Libya during an attempted crossing to Italy, according to survivors who managed the journey. Italian media are reporting. A dinghy carrying 53 migrants capsized on Friday evening, and witnesses said 31 of those that had drowned in the accident were believed to be Nigerians. Now ask yourself, will a Hausa person trek from the Hausa land trying to get into Italy? What are they going to Italy to do? Will Yoruba people try to suffer the perils of such a journey to get into Italy? Who will want to go to Italy? They are your own people. So on Friday, we drowned trying to get into fleeing from our own land. And only last night, we were bombed and killed in Kano, a place called Sabongeri. And people look at themselves in the morning and they don't ask God, what am I doing on this earth? People still question, why do we need Biafra? Some people with Igbo-sounding names claim they want to be one Nigeria. Do you see where we say that Nigeria is a zoo? Because a zoo is where you cannot reason properly. You have a zookeeper that comes and feeds you, determines when you're going to exercise, when you sleep, when you live, when you die. That is why Nigeria is a zoo. Anytime we make any categorical statement on Radio Biafra, we'll come back to you and tell you why we are saying what we're saying. Are you telling me that Nigeria is not a zoo? That you killed hundreds of people and you claim it's only 65? You think we are daft? That you planted a bomb in a church? You planted bombs in more than 5 places, packed with hotels and restaurants when people are eating outside, and you say there's only 65 people dead. We are not fools. We are human beings, and we are drowning on the way to... And to make matters worse, they are bringing Gowon in to come and mediate in River State. The problem in River State is not Nigeria's problem. Nigeria's problem is the killing of our people in the north, is what Boko Haram is doing. It is poverty, it is looting of the national treasury, and it is criminality at all strata and levels of governance. It is not Amechi. Rotimi Amechi is proving to be the arrowhead with which the Hausas and the Yorubas are trying to divide or penetrate us, to cut us off from reaching Ijaw lands, to cut us off from getting Biafra. They are using River State as their playground. If you are related to Rotimi Amechi, if you are the brother, the sister, the uncle, the wife, the girlfriend, the concubine, go and tell Rotimi Amechi to stop the nonsense he's doing. Tell Rotimi Amechi that inviting Hausa people into Biafran territory will carry some consequences. Ikwere land is Biafra land, it is Igbo land. They speak Igbo. His name is Chibike Amechi, not Rotimi. They inserted in the middle. People should go and warn that idiot. that he is biting off more than he can chew. We are reminding him of what happened to Kensero Wiwa. They are using this man. He should not allow himself to be used. We are also bringing information that Igbo youths have finally woken up and saying they won't vote for Jonathan. Mr. Good Luck, Jonathan, or Mr. President, whatever they call you, what is the second Niger Bridge? What is this so-called international airport? What is the seaport you promised us? Nothing is happening. Anyway, it is a zoo. People follow lies than follow the truth. That is why they hear Radio Biafra and they commit suicide, some of them, because we tell them the truth. We can speak boldly this way because we have no skeletons in our cupboard. We have not stolen from anybody. We are announcing it on the air. On the air. We have not been to Nigeria to take money, and we can never go to Nigeria to take money. Omaru Diko, that stole an entire budget belonging to a country, is the person that is going to appoint the chairman of a committee on PDP. For people who don't know Omaru Diko, Omaru Diko was the man that stole what was then known as a mobile bank. He stole in excess of £4 billion when money still had value. Do you know what happened? This man is back in the zoo, and they've rewarded him by making him the chairman of a committee within PDP. Only in Nigeria. In any other country of the world, he would be in his grave. He would have been tried and hanged long time ago. But in Nigeria, he's been rewarded with a very posh title and posh office, with limitless supply of little children aged from 2 months old to 9. He's a Muslim. He loves children. He is now the PDP Disciplinary Committee Chairman. Omaru Diko, that they tried to bring back to Nigeria in a crate because of the abomination, the amount of money he stole. These people are responsible for all the ills afflicting that part of the world. They are worse than the combined plague of HIV, cholera, smallpox, chickenpox. Everything that is wrong in that part of the world is down to these people. Do you know where he is today? He is ensconced in a suit, a presidential suit, in Nikon Nuga Hilton Hotel in Abuja, eating money coming from Biafra land, from the oil. We are drowning in the sea going to Europe. They are killing us in Sabongeri, where we have come to beg them to give us. And you say you are Igbo people. You are proud to be Igbo. I'm Igbo and I'm proud. You should go and be ashamed of yourself. We are also reporting that they arrested 42 people. They said they're Boko Haram because Boko Haram is coming to Yoruba people. They will attack Yoruba first before they move into our territory. They said they arrested them. Yorubas are cowards, but they are finished because Yoruba land will be taken next. Boko Haram will conquer Yoruba next before they come into Igbo land, because Yorubas are weak. They are cowards. They cannot do anything. These are our headlines and accompanying news summary. I will go to Dr. Egemba to please, in the name of God, tell me why I should continue to be an Igbo person after this catalogue of misery, catalogue of shame, catalogue of humiliation, and I'm still breathing. I want to just give up the ghost and die. If I don't wake up tomorrow, I'll be a very happy man, because God would have relieved me of this shame, this abomination called Igbo, that people are alive. Your children, your brothers, your sisters are drowning in the sea, running away to go and seek a better life. And you are running around on the internet, on Facebook, on Yahoo, and all this talking nonsense when your people are dying. It is a disgrace. In fact, I don't know if there's any verse or chapter in the Bible I can refer to, because my people are a disgrace upon this earth. Please go ahead. What would you like to say?
Yeah, thank you, Nando, for that lengthy, very clear and concise breakdown of the issue of the day. My brother, I think... asking God and God granting you a request to take away your life is sort of taking the easiest option. It is worrying. It is disgracing. It is shameful. You are feeling it this way because you understand what it means to suffer. You understand what humiliation is all about. You understand what is shame. But those who don't understand what it means for them, I can guarantee you now that this news we are talking about now, given we are going to probably get it the next 1 hour or another, the whole entire program too, will be just a headline news, and everybody will pass on. And I can guarantee you, next few shops away in Sebongare, you can see shops open, people drinking and eating. I can guarantee you that somewhere in Sebongare this evening, I will not be surprised. talk less of other parts of the country. Now, let me approach it from a different angle. What is happening in Kano State is an early declaration of war before one is declared. Now, the killing, our people are being killed every day. You see, what this one we are reporting now is the one that made headline, the one that is reported. Now, maybe the ones that are intense, or if not in hundreds, although they are trying to bring the number down, as you said, in order not to arouse suspicion or outcry that may not even happen. After all, if nobody raises eyebrow, nobody asks questions, so there will be no outcry. So, but at least they don't want it to sound so high to attract a little bit more attention. Now, our people, I want you to take it with what all that Nandi said. I want you to factor in this as well. At the end of the day, you ask yourself, then what am I doing here? Now, Igbo people are being killed in the north. And as a result of that, those of them who still have some sense and some decency left in them will now start to do what we have been asking them to do the right thing by trying to relocate, if at all it will stop them. Now, why they are doing that, they are approaching, going to either coming home to Biafra land, if at all, or they will scatter all other places other than Sebongare. Let's assume that they will be coming back to the east, to the Igbo land, to Biafra land. That is from the north, the exodus from the north. There is also another exodus from the west. This time around, the northern people are trying to force your exodus by mass killing you, bombing, etc. Now, the west, the Yorubas, want to also, in sense that you don't want to go by yourself, let us start to deport you. You have to go, whether you like it or not. There is also exodus, forced exodus from the west. Now, time will come when the going gets tough. Those who have sense and sensibility value their pride, dignity, if there is any left, if they have one. Now, they will say, you know what, I don't want to suffer this humiliation, this shame of being deported from my own country. If I am in England, I commit crime, then I'm tried, sent to prison, then deported. Nobody will raise eyebrow. I was deported from a second country, from a foreign land, after committing an offense, serving a prison sentence, and I'm being deported. Justice served. No question asked. Then how come I am being deported from my own country as well? Hey, Chineke. Now, they will start to be deported in mass. This is what they did was a test. Let us deport maybe a few hundreds, maybe a couple of, call them beggars, call them thieves, and see if there will be any reaction. Has there been any reaction? Tell me, I'm listening. Okay,
of course,
now, when they try the water, test the water, it's cool, it's quiet, they can swim in it. Now, they will use charter luxurious buses, and if they want to give you some element of dignity, they will charter some buses, coaches, we call it here, or luxurious buses, piloted, owned by our own Igbo people. They will make business out of it, and the carry out the mass exodus from the north, from the west to the east. You see what is happening? Now, when they feel that they have had enough concentration in the east, then they will start to detonate all those bombs that they are being planted. If you don't know that one is being planted, know it now. We have already alerted you that the massive importation of arms are going on in the north, from various northern uncontrolled borders from different Arab countries all over the world. You've known that from Radio Biafra. When these arms arrive in so-called Nigeria, where do you think they go? They use their 911. Remember that it is the Hausa that drives 911. If you see, the truck, trailer, we call it a trailer. If you see them packed with this thing, you see on top of it, you see something like yam and some bag of what you think that is tomato, vegetables, or even cattle. What is inside, do you know? And they are being escorted by Hausa soldiers, policemen, Will you be? Will anybody stop them? Have you seen anybody stopping Hausa trainer with a policeman or soldier, army officer, army uniform? Even if they are not anybody with police uniform or army uniform in front of them, they will not be stopped. They will be, they will offload these arms, distribute it to the various places with their the manam who are watching over your house. Yes, your house. Some of you listening now may have a house, a property somewhere in the east, being manned by the so-called malam. He is not a malam. Shine your eyes. It is these people that will start the killing from your gate. Now, the bomb they planted all over Igbo land now will start to explode because our people are now coming back and concentrated in our territory. The killing, the mass killing, is going to start very soon. My brothers, by the time we wake up, by the time we get appeal of this transmitter, by the time we get it, install it, and get our people to, maybe there may be nobody we want that will be listening to it. Maybe there will be no country we will fight for to gain independence for, to get sovereignty for. Maybe there will be no Biafra. It will be too late. So, what do we do from now? Continue to proscatnate. Will we continue to dilly-dally, to wait until we are exterminated from the face of the earth? And this is the question I will want you to answer. Let me quickly touch on the second issue, which is also very, very worrying.
You touch on it in a second. Let's attempt to take this call. Let us take this call because we have people. They've been inundating us with calls. We'll come back to you to give us that very issue that you want to talk about. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, this is Ibe calling from Southeast England.
Ibe, give us your full name. Baptism. Your full name.
Yeah, Ibe, medically from Southeast England.
That's better. Go ahead.
Yeah. There were just a few corrections I want to make. Sabo means new in the Hausa language. And Geri means area or town. So if you stitch the two together, it means new area or new town.
In the context of Nigeria, what is it used for? Because I understand my father that speaks Hausa, people that go to Hausa land, that the meaning of Hausa, the meaning of Sabongeri, the reason why they call it Sabongeri from, have you lived in the north before?
Well, I was taken to the north when I was 4 or 5 years and I spent 6 or 7 years there.
Okay, so you should be able to know. I haven't spent time there. So I do.
I want you to take it the way I just decided to phone in before all that start phoning in.
That's okay. You're giving us the literal meaning of it. We will try and check and see what other people are saying. My understanding of Sabongeri is that it's the stranger's quarters. That is the way.
No. It means new area, but that is where Igbo people find comfortable mainly to live.
Yes, Ibe. I have checked online on Wikipedia. I will tell you what Wikipedia says, not my own words.
Okay.
Not Radio Biafra. A Sabongeri means stranger's quarters. Stranger's quarters are literally new town in the Hausa language. Plural is Sabongururua or whatever it's called. So that is the meaning of it. It means stranger's quarters. That is the Wikipedia interpretation of it. That's what it is here.
Let what you believe stand and let what I believe stand. Another thing I want to talk about is about the girl who's reaching, I think, Charity. Who's reaching?
Yes.
What I want to say about that one is that typically, that is what happens everywhere in the whole world when someone grows or is born in an area. Okay? Mm-hmm. I would put the extension to people, maybe let me put it in the context of Nigerians that come here and decide to establish, start having kids and decide to live here. In maybe 10 to 15 years now, your child that is 2 years of age now would come up and say, tell you, dad, there's something I want to discuss with you. And you say, what? and you tell your dad, I think I'm gay, what would you do? You will not do anything, because the law of this land says whatever your child tells you, he feels in mind that the only thing you need to accord him or her is respect. So what I mean by this is that it is that girl is doing according to, because I've been hearing people calling in about, like, right from the first day it was introduced in or it was talked about in Radio Biafra. I did not want to say anything about it, because like my father told me, I should not judge a case from one side, no matter how juicy it sounds. So I didn't want to phone him until I heard that girl say that actually she was not abducted. Rather, she grew up in the midst of Hausa Muslim girl people. She was taken to Niger State when she was 10 years. She grew up in their midst. That thing happened to me. I'm giving us an example because I had a more practical person, I had a more theory, more practical. It happened to me at a point that I had already started stooping. I had already started stooping when I wanted to urinate. And the next thing was looking for bottles of water to wash my, do my thing after urinating. But when I went back to the east, my father told me, man, if you try that again, I'll chop off your head and things like that. And that was how it ended. So what I'm saying in my message is that we should not be, in fact, the way it is, the way it is in this country, if your child comes out and tell you that he's gay and you start shaking your head, baka baka, the law would pick you and throw you into the jail. And why the child is watching, you know that. So what that man, his father, or whatever, what I suppose they should be doing, he has chosen what he wants to believe in. Let him then just allow the girl go her way.
Let me ask you, do you know that our people were killed yesterday in Sabongeri, these strangers' quarters in Kano? Are you aware of that?
Of course, I follow the Nigeria every day, and I follow Nigerian news every day.
Thank you very much. You are in the Western world, you're in England. Are you aware of what is called the Stockholm Syndrome? Do you know what it is, what the Stockholm Syndrome is?
No.
The Stockholm Syndrome is when you fall in love with your kidnapper. Are you aware that the father of this very girl, who is a pastor, who is a priest, said that my daughter was abducted? Are you aware of it?
Of course. The girl is saying I was not abducted.
I have given you a counter argument to that, a counter reason.
Yeah.
Something called the Stockholm Syndrome, where you are compelled to fall in love with your kidnapper. Because you know that your life will be threatened. You know that the life of your family is at risk if you don't say what they want you to say. What do you expect her to say? To be in the Alhaji's house, the something of Nupe, the traditional ruler of Nupe, to say, oh no, they kidnapped me. It's not possible. They have schooled her on what to say before coming on the screen to say it. In your life.
I know that the duty of the press is to either raise people's attention very high or bring people's attention very low. You know, I am in Fuzukuna. That is what I'm saying. Kukure, in the interview, he was granted that he had tried to wow, but the girls, you know, the years ago, the girls said no, that he is afraid of what, that his father is likely to chop off his head, Bayana, if he goes back to the house.
Are
so
you,
that is the argument now.
No. Let's put it this way. Are you a Muslim?
Huh?
Are you a Muslim?
No, okay, can get you, but now.
No, but you expect her to be. Her father is a pastor. I asked you, we are getting...
No. Look at the argument I'm for and talk to you. At least that girl is over 18. Whatever she chooses to worship, if she chooses to worship stone, let her worship stone and go.
I agree.
I mean, playing on Zabasara. Yeah, I'm with the business, chef. That is what I'm talking about. When things like that come up, we like any blame. The people who are supposed to be blaming are people who have decided to remain in northern part of Nigeria for ages. Even when they know that they are not required, that is what we should be doing. We should not be talking about if an Igbo man or Biafra man there decide that him and his family will convert to Muslim or Buddhism, let them do that. We should be blaming them for staying there and taking the opportunity. Not that they converted, that is not what we should. We should not be ringing too much alarm or raising too much bell about someone converted to Islam. If I'm telling you that if Muslims come down to the east in their dreams and stay in the centuries and years, just like we've done in their own part of, before you know it, they start converting. I'm just this is just basically how we okay in Afrika people, even pastors in Nigeria, once they come to this secular country, what happens? The environment changes their thinking. That is what happens. Everything changes. Kids start growing. You will be pastor, we come here. Before you know it, your kids start telling you they don't believe in what you believe.
Yes, there is merit in the points you're presenting, but what I find extremely difficult to comprehend is that why you think that the idea of you becoming a Muslim is abhorrent, yet you feel it cannot be abhorrent to other people. Of course, people have different outlook on life and different perspectives. I recognize what you're saying and I accept it. Let us see if other people agree with you. But for
all right, man, thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Please, I don't know what Dr. Egemba made of what he heard from our dear brother. I love the way he very, very, very coherently he presented his counter arguments to what is happening. I love that very much. One thing I didn't quite agree with him is that Sabongeri means stranger's quarters. That was what my father told me many, 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 many thousands of years ago when I was still a child. I knew that Sabongeri meant stranger's quarters, and I've been to Wikipedia, and that's what it's telling me. It can also mean new town. It is new town for strangers. That's how I put it. New town is in Wikipedia. Sabongeri means stranger's quarters, but I love my brother's argument all the same.
Doctor, just as you said, you believe in what you said, and he is right in what you're saying, and he is right in his own way. But let's say it's new town, but what is left out, which is not in total disagreement or contradiction of what we all of us believe, is that it's new town for who? For strangers. After all, the Kano State is an ancient tradition. How? Why are they building a new, in quote, town? But then it is for strangers. But go and ask any average Nigerian, not just Igbo, what does Sabongeri mean? It's a stranger's quarter for strangers. That is the strangers.
I will go further, Doctor. It says here, and I repeat, because we are educated people here at Radio Biafra, we know what we're talking about. A Sabongeri, this is people now telling you, these are Hausa scholars telling you what Sabongeri means. A Sabongeri is a section of cities and town in northern Nigeria and south central Niger whose residents are not indigenous to Hausa lands. You are not a Hausa person. That is the meaning of it. Doctor, stay where you are. Let us involve Barrister Mamezu into this conversation. Barrister Mamezu, you are welcome to Radio Biafra, please. Acknowledge our listeners and then you proceed to say what you have to say, please. Go ahead.
Thank you, Director, and good evening to all our listeners, friends of Biafrans and Biafra itself. Thank you. Although I'm calling in late, but I've been following on with the information that everybody is giving. But before I can proceed, let me say that Sabongeri means foreigners' land, where foreigners are settled. Director, you are 110% correct in analysis. Sabongeri, that's what it meant. I've spoken to quite a lot of friends in Kaduna, and that is exactly what they are telling me. So before I came on air, I've already made my inquiries. Director, you're 100% correct.
But Barrister, you know I'll be right. Don't you know that? You know I'll be correct.
You are 100% correct.
Thank
because
you
because before you say anything, you always make your research.
I do my
research. And I trust you, in any word that came out from you, it can never be challenged.
At all.
And the person who is challenging you must have their facts right.
You must have your facts right.
That's why you are there. And I trust in your ability, capacity in whatever you do. Now, the new news I want to bring to you is I was listening to Channel 4 News this evening, and all the immigration officers are descending underground, asking everybody their passport and their immigration status.
Are you serious?
This is the news today at channel 4, 7 o'clock news. You can go and download it. You see, the reason why sometimes I don't come to Radio Biafra on time is to gather information that will support us in what we are doing. Now, everything has been done on us. It's been done on us. We are in a situation where we have a beautiful country, better than Britain, and we are being asked to leave, whether you're legal or illegal. It's about time we take to the streets and tell the international countries that Biafra is ready to leave. We need a passage to go home and organize our own country. We don't need to stay in anybody's country. It's like your mom has a pot in the house and you're going to eat somewhere else. What happens to your mom's own? It's about time for all of us get together, take to the streets. We want to go home. And British is part of the country that is holding our destiny. We don't need to stay in this country anymore. We don't need to stay anywhere, any country anymore. We have to go home. And this is what we have to organize, and organize it quickly. Boko Haram killed how many people last night and killed how many people today? We are here talking, but our people are dying. Director, I've said this over and over again. We are okay here. We can put our foot up onto the table and relax. We are British. British for what? British that our people are dying. Some people are enjoying, sitting down in their cushions, watching telly, playing music and enjoying. But others are dying. My mom usually tell me that if you recover a sickness and your daughter or son dies, have you recovered? If you're a rich man and your brother and sisters are dying, are you a rich person?
No.
Director, that's all I have to say. It's about time we forge ahead and go home. And we have to do that by our simple demonstration on the streets of every international country in this world. We want to go home. We want to go home.
I couldn't agree with you more. Thank you very much. That is the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu. It is a delight to have you always, and please, if you can stay with us, we most appreciate it. We have another caller on the line, I believe. Let's go and take this call. Please, Dr. Egemba, stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. Hello? They've been waiting. We asked them to wait on the line. They waited and waited and waited. And when we got them back on the line, they decided to disappear. Very, very fascinating. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are. Incredible. Incredible. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
This is Dr. Wilson from Germany, Mönchengladbach, a city with a 13 alphabet.
Yes.
Go ahead. Yeah, thank you. I would like to comment on this Sabongeri of 18. Nnamdi Kanu, you are right. Ndi Igbo tori ni Sudan dan bawo dan asu no. Hausa onye house muru, Hausa ba asu ni Enugu. Kanu has their own dialect. Sokoto has their own dialect. The Bauchi has their own dialect. What it means is quarters. Where the foreigners name their and get their squats.
That is correct.
That is totally, absolutely correct. This dialect, what they call it, or the Kiyuliana, to an appear, Karikashon Hausawa. Hausa Niyemi. I did business with them. If you claim that you speak Hausa language, Ndausana Abu, go and sit down there if you can understand what they are saying. You can't understand. They are speaking Hausa, Hausa, just like the way Umwahia Ibeku is speaking their own dialect. Just like the same thing Api said in my own hometown is speaking. I went to my hometown because I grew in Aba. I went to my hometown. When I sit down with the elders, they were speaking my inner dialect. I called myself and asked him, these people are speaking, is it Igbo? He said, this is our real dialect. This is our real dialect. There is something they call Hausa language. And there is what they call Karikashen Hausawa. Not everybody hears that. Just like the way Haruna in BBC give new broadcasts. If you hear Hausa, you can sit down there, listen, they are speaking Hausa language, but you will not understand what they mean. You can just speak some words there, but you will not know what they are speaking, because they are speaking what they call grammar. Their own grammar, the inner grammar, Hausa language. Just like the way we go in Hausa language, we are speaking. But if the elders, the people they call dantijos, the elders, Mbenze, Hausa has what they call dantijos, the old men, those who are real Hausa, they speak what they call real Hausa. Even the part of Hausa, we are Hausa, Kanana, Nagoguru, Namo. Those who are so real Hausa, Kanana. So the inner Hausa language, what they call Sabongeri, is where the foreigners squat. The people from far, people from other side squat. That's what is called.
Even the Saduana of Sokoto, Saramadu Bello, said so himself. He opened his mouth and said, Sabongeri is stranger squatters. Go to Radio Biafra. You will see him talking about Sabongeri. That's what it is. Not a new town, please.
We are the people that doesn't know God. Where they are living.
Yes.
The animals.
That is correct. Thank you very much for that. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Let's go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello.
Turn your system off, please. Turn it off.
Okay. My name is
Izuchukwu.
I'm from Malaysia.
Ahanaga Wogeni, Moko Papa. Ahanaga Wogeni. What is your father's name?
My father's name is Alfonso Ibekwe.
That's better. Ibekwe Wahanaga. Go ahead.
Yes. Iye mkwemu kwa kwa ema ebe on the weekend na.
But Owazirike will arrest you. He said he will arrest you if you touch any Hausa person. Owazirike and Masop, they will hand you over to Nigerian police.
Wazike is a betrayer, because Wazike gandhi wele kubushen yon ya wele kubushen yon ya wele kubushen yon wele please ye ku ya teka White House Obama. So Wazike ama anything on our yande kushi basra biafra masoba soka masoba. So Wazike olo kubo me from masob orishi masob lida masob enle tiye ni lida nde kushi telefo uku.
What I want to ask you is, are you with our brothers in Malaysia? You have spoken very well.
Yes.
Are you with them in Malaysia?
Yes. I was my 2 months in Malaysia. I just went back to Malaysia. Okay. But now, we went to school. Then I won a paper for after and we carried their friend meeting with the union organizer. The paper, the phone number, and I had. So, you know, my friend, I'm at Kwan. Maybe anytime I want to go to that meeting, no, I can't. Because we're trying now. Everyone kind of means, and I'm at that car, quite and I had a year at all.
That's correct.
Oh, she can have got the agabu. We are going to man all man. As a woman, baby, must react.
That is.
I don't want to do the threat. Don't come my agabu. My brother, I need money to contact. The best way to do it now because he need to contact the man you are.
That is true. Thank you very much.
So only with him.
Join that meeting. We have need for you, and young people like you. Will be required time to come, including ourselves. We will not ask you to do anything we cannot do ourselves. If we ask you to do anything, we will be at the forefront of it, doing that very thing. We believe in leading from the front. Go and look for Ikechukwu Enyago. Go and look for him, please.
Okay.
Go and look for him.
Okay.
Our brothers in Malaysia. Malaysia is very strong, and we welcome your inclusion into the family. Thank you very much.
Okay. Have a nice day.
Thank you, and you too. Let us go back. Please, Dr. Egemba, remain where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Chukwu Ogbo, calling from Doha.
From Doha, is in Qatar, is that correct?
Yeah, it's correct. I want to share much light from the man that talk about our sister and Islam.
Yes.
The man should quite understand very, very, very well that he don't know what he's talking about. Number one, I've been an Islamic organization. When this girl is in the hand of the Muslim, what do you expect the lady to say? In 2006, I was in Saudi Arabia. I met 7 Igbos. When I want, I will be precisely a boy from Anambra State, Ogidi. His name is Chinedu.
Please turn your system off. Turn it off and then you call us back. Turn your system off and then you call us back. Or you turn it off now, please, and you continue speaking. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here with you.
It's better now. Go ahead. It's not. You said Chinedu from where? Chinedu?
From Ogidi. What? From Ogidi. Ogidi, they are up to 7 guys in 2006 and met in Saudi Arabia.
What are you people doing in Saudi Arabia? Can you never?
Now, when I'm in Saudi Arabia, I can ever go to school. Now, these guys, they came here. They are mentioned that they have been converted to Islam and they are Muslim and they should deny their Igbos. And they said a lot of things against the Igbos. And I called them, say, come, brother, come, Bian. Kebemo man Islam. What do you know about Islam? What do you know about Quran? What do you know about Hadith? What do you know about Balaga? What do you know about Fiqh? What do you know about the books in Islam? We have 3 books in Islam. We have Quran. We have Hadith. We have Hadith Qudusi. I ask you, what do you know about these threats? You are just one man of bring ayat kursi, you mix it together, wash it, that is aloe, and give you drink and come and talk bullshit. Now listen, brother, if you don't understand what Islam right now, you would die and remain a dead man. I can mention 4 of them right now, and the 4 of them often don't even know what is called Islam. I'm able to bring their brain down and understand. This lady is under a spell, and don't expect her to say anything than I'm a Muslim, I came here by myself, I don't know anything about it. Would you expect the girl to say that she's not a Muslim? Be on such a situation? What do you expect for her to say? You are telling me that we should leave about our sister that you had about an interview. What do you want her to say? If they are sure of what I said, I will bring my name. Let me call the girl and interview that girl. I will go. I will deliver myself to God here. Nothing will happen. Let the girl be with me. I will bring the Quran. I will bring the Hadith. I will read everything they need in Islam for them. And ask the girl just one question. What do you know about Islam? How do you accept Islam? You just come to Islam and perform ablution. After doing ablution, it's a la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. You become a Muslim? No. Ask them what the rules and regulations that guide somebody coming to Islam. You have rules and regulations. Before you marry any girl in Islam, it have rules and regulations. You cannot just stood up and say, this girl converted to Islam, the next thing that she's married to a Muslim. Why, who's fooling who here? Let us go to, but if they want us to go, we go to Quran, after Quran to Hadith, after Hadith to Hadith Qudusi. Thank God that we are Igbos. Before we are being fooled about Saudi Arabia, who will fool us any longer? Nobody can fool us any longer. It's Saudi Arabia issue. We know the secret. I know what's happening there.
Never, because we have Radio Biafra now. The truth is coming out. They cannot deceive us anymore. Thank you, my dear brother. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello, my name is Kikachi Okode. I am calling from Islamabad in Pakistan.
You're calling from Islamabad in Pakistan. Are you a Muslim?
Yeah. No, I'm not a Muslim. My name is Kikachi Okode.
I know. After all, there's one Chinedu from Ogidi. Who is a Muslim in Saudi Arabia? Have you converted to Islam?
No, not a Muslim. I'm a Christian.
Okay, go ahead.
A black man youth.
That's better. Go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I want to contribute my YouTube paper. No, I'm not a Muslim. I'm a Christian.
Go ahead. Turn your system off. But your radio, turn it off. And talk to us on the phone, please.
Okay. I want to contribute my little paper to this topic. Actually, the news I want to report today is what is going on in Lagos State. Governor Fatawa has deported 57 Igbos. He said 57 Igbos.
Have you been listening to Radio Biafra? Have you been listening to Radio Biafra, my dear brother? Because if you have, you will know we covered it extensively, the deportation. If you go to the website, it's there. Please, before you call Radio Biafra, go to the website and acquaint yourself with the news of what we are presenting. It is there. If you go to www.radiobiafra.co, not .com, .co, you will see all the news items we are covering. Let's go to the line. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Eze Njokun. I'm calling from Dallas, Texas, United States.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to give a little light on the two issues that the last caller that's saying about this lady that married to a Muslim, and the first issue that was being deliberated about Sabon Gari or not. Nandi, whenever you go to the northern state, whenever you hear any place called Sabon Gari, Sabon Gari means new town. In Kaduna, I have a house in Sabon Gari tomorrow. So Sabon Gari means new town. Any place you hear Sabon Gari means new town. Now, about this lady of charity, I wanted to call the day this issue was raised, but I call. Nobody, my call was not picked. I have a sister. The same thing happened in Kaduna because I school in Kaduna. I live in Kaduna most of my life. Now, I have a sister. The same thing happened. Married to an Hausa man. Before you know what is happening, he changed his name from Comfort to Hadiza. Now, when we went to see this, our sister asked him, are you changing to Islam? What we tell you is that, what people are saying about Islam is not how it is. So Islam is good, it's good. So I'm trying to say that, let us forget about that issue of that lady. That boy that took that lady cannot just see that lady on the road and kidnap that lady. That lady must have been friending that boy. And he reached to the extent of marriage. Maybe the father of this girl refused for that girl to marry that man. Then the girl run away to that man. Let's not waste our time. I live there. I know most of our ladies. Some of them are fooling themselves with these people. They are fooling themselves with these people. It happened to have a cousin sister. The same thing happened. Tomorrow is there with the man. If you ask him here, even to this day, when the mother died, he did not know the mother died because he's in Apule. He can't come out to see. If you visit them in the house, he cannot go inside the house. You'll be outside. She will come with somebody to come and see you. You can't go and see her and then become Hadiza. Change her name totally. So let us not waste our time on that lady. That lady must. I'm friending that little boy. You're reaching the extent of marriage. Maybe the parents not say no before that girl do that. Let us not waste our time there. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We are going back to Dr. Egemba to give us his understanding, his summary, his assessment of what he's heard so far. Regarding, I think the issue of Sabon Gari is not debatable. I don't think that is what we are discussing. Doctor, are you there? Dr. Egemba, are you there? No, Dr. Egemba, are you there? Let us see what is happening here. Let us try and get... Doctor, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, Nanda, I am here.
Go ahead.
Yes, the issue here is quickly, I want to concur with what people have said about this girl. I caught someone in Nigeria. They told me that the lady has been befriending that emir for a very long time, getting money from him and so on and so forth. It is probably for this, but anyway, that is an issue. As I said, although we need to highlight, it is important that we highlight it so that people will know what is at stake. Those who are, if they are listening, if you have a friend, or a daughter, you have a sister, you have a relation that have daughters in the north. So let them draw this down. If they want to declare, if they want to convert to Muslim, the easiest option will be start to take money, accept things from the north. They will gradually bring you into their palaces, into their houses. Then they will not let you out, and they do whatever they need to do to you, convert you, force you. It's up to you. But if you don't go, if you don't near them, they will not come to force you from wherever you are. That's the message our brothers are trying to pass here. So those who have relations in the north, please, that is the message you have to pass to them. If you don't want to be converted forcefully or not forcefully, if you don't want to be married forcefully or not forcefully, keep arm's length. Keep yourself far away from the north. Live in the foreigner's quarter where they build for you away, because they build that place so that you don't have any connection with them. But the moment you start to accept to give, to go to their palaces, go to them, they build house for you, they buy car for you, you accept. Gradually, you are falling into their net. Then when they get you to the point of no return, don't complain. Now, to the issue, some of our headline is, let me quickly mention this. It's about the visit by the so-called eminent international personalities or persons to mediate in the River State crisis. What crisis? You see, this is another thing for people who say, if we use derogatory terms for Nigeria, we will say that Nigeria is, people have corrected us that using, calling a zoo is the meaning to the animal kingdom, because there is order, law and order in animal kingdom. And in the Western world, animals are treated more humanely than the free citizens of Nigeria are being treated by their own government, by their own people, by their own society, by their own everything. Now, they tell me this, I want our people listening all over the world. River State is not a sovereign state. It is one of the states, a province, a region in Nigeria. Okay? It is not a sovereign independent state. How then do you want to involve international eminent persons to involve in domestic, internal domestic policy of a problem? Now, there is no sign that anybody has died in River State. People are not living in any fear. There is no sign of panic in River State. There is no sign of law and order. The federal government has not declared the state a state of emergency. That is, when a law and order breaks down in a state or in an area, that the state government cannot handle it, then the federal government will declare a state of emergency, take control, and bring law and order in the state. Is that the condition we have in River State now? Then, what then can someone, a person who said that he's running a think tank, they want to make a name for themselves? Then I will be very, very surprised. It is not unheard of. One, if not even the road to live himself, will be stupid to accept the invitation. Talk less of that someone will send the invitation to the president itself. It's a humiliation. It's an insult. Now, the person who is sending the invitation is supposed to be arrested. Talk less of allowing anybody to come in to do what? Did I tell you that there's a problem in my family? Why, how dare you come to tell me you have a problem? I have to get foreigners to come, people from outside to mediate a problem in my family. Mborogok. Did I tell you that I have a problem? So, this is some of the issues here. Although the news is carried out, it is somebody, not from the presidency, not from the River State government, or they are using whom to test the waters, how to find out how Nigerians will react to this news, to find out how the presidency will react. But if the presidency will ever even accept that invitation, or allow anybody from outside Nigeria to come to Nigeria to say that they want to intervene in a minor party issue, because election is coming. The Yorubas and the Northerners, they want a way to take Igbo land from us.
But they cannot succeed. They will not succeed in taking Igbo land from us. Thank you, Doctor. Please stay where you are. Stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We are having people sending us text messages. If you go to Wikipedia, please see Wikipedia for the meaning of Sabong. It is called New Town because Rangers like Igbos develop near us. That is not the type of Wikipedia I am looking at. I am looking at Wikipedia, for goodness sake. Type in Sabongeri into Wikipedia. You will see it. Sabongeri in Wikipedia means Stranger's Quarters. Kedebende kano bikon. Unakukara kuko. Huh? I'm looking at Wikipedia here. It says Stranger's Quarters or literary New Town in the Hausa language. On the top right-hand corner, it says, a Sabongeri is a section of cities and town in northern Nigeria and south-central Nigeria whose residents are not indigenous to Hausa lands. How else you want us to put it? This is why they're holding us as slaves in Nigeria. You see something that is black and white, you want to twist it. It is called lexicon. In Hausa lexicon, Sabongeri means stranger's quarters. Oh my God in heaven. It's amazing. Some people they don't follow certain things, they don't understand it. I don't know. And most of them are abroad. It's incredible. It is incredible. Let us see what our dear sister Chidera makes of this. Chidera, what do you make of what you've been hearing?
Yeah, the news is really, just like you always say, it's always sad news all the time. From the people that got drowned on their way to Italy, and also the killings in the north, the killings of Igbos in the north, because those southeasterners are Igbos. Well, I keep saying this all the time. This is our people. What we're being told everywhere in the world now is that we are not wanted. So the best thing we can do for ourselves is to go and organize our own place and stay there. If we are in our own place that we call a place of our own, we cannot be killed, we cannot be deported, and we're not going to be marginalized. So let us go and get Biafra. That's just what it boils down to. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We've had people calling. Please, if you call us, stay where you are. Stay where you are, please. Stay where you are. We'll be able to get back to you. Sabongeri means stranger's quarters, please, in simple English. The Wikipedia I'm looking at, that is what it's saying. Please. It means stranger's quarters. It's there on the internet. Go and Google it. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name once again and where you are. We have a caller on the phone. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are. We have a caller on the phone. Give us your name and where you are, please.
I called a while ago. The truth about the Southern Jerry is that Southern Jerry is a stranger plant. There is no need for anyone to argue about this issue. Southern Jerry is simply a stranger plant.
Yeah, please turn your system down. We appreciate that, because while you know your system, turn it off and talk to us over the phone if you want to speak to us, please, because it's interfering. The delayed signal is interfering with us.
Okay, my contribution is this. We are tired of being marginalized. We can be done. We want to do that home. If there is a way to mobilize ourselves all over international world and take a peaceful process, let British know that we the Igbos are even being the Ikadigan, we have a home. We can take care of ourselves. We don't need the Nigerians. We don't need them for anything. They are not contributing anything to us. They cannot be killing us, using us as a slave in our own other land, chasing us as if we are the camels, we are training. We are not the camels. If there is a way, we can develop ourselves and keep to the streets. We are tired in Pakistan where we have to die down. And the chairman of this organization is not happy about what is happening. We have a diverse organization here, Ahmed Bibo. It's very diverse in Pakistan. We are following their program, and we are tired of what is happening. Let the Nigerian government go. We don't need them. This is a school and take it. A peaceful process, please. You can be prepared. We appreciate all your efforts. We appreciate all the things you people are doing. And the Lord is giving us strength to keep on doing what we are doing. We want to know, we have been asking ourselves, this translator, where do people want to mount it? Is it in Nigeria?
My brother, listen, we cannot tell you on the air the exact location of our transmitter, but it will be in Biafra land. We will put it there.
Okay.
If anybody destroys it, we will destroy them. If good Lord Jonathan asks people to come and destroy our transmitter, we will look for Nigerian transmitters and we will destroy it as well. It's as simple as that. We believe in the Old Testament, an eye for an eye. Not they slap you on one side and you turn your bottom so they can slap it as well. No. We are taking our transmitter home. What I'm asking you, those of you in Pakistan, what are you people doing in Pakistan?
Okay.
Are you people together? Have you organized yourselves? You're calling yourselves Ohaneze over there. Do you people believe in Biafra? Have you affiliated yourself with what Radio
Biafra is doing? We believe in Biafra so much. In the last thing we had, we are learning on how to put on the Biafra national anthem.
the Jokun National Anthem is so important to us, we are learning the Biafra National Anthem here in Pakistan. I want to tell you the truth. The Biafra National Anthem, we are learning it here in Pakistan. The chairman of Ohanese has told every member of the organization, if you come to the meeting, you must sing at least 2 stages of the National Anthem, of the Biafra National Anthem. We are learning it here in Pakistan. The important thing is this, our people over there at home, when I call my wife, when I call my family to say, look at what is going on, look at what is going on. They tell me all these things I am hearing, we are not hearing. They are not current, they are not following the program, they are not following what is happening. Our people are investing their millions in major states, in northern states, in Abuja, in Nigeria. Our own state, our own eastern, we have land, we have to take to develop. There is no development in our side. Fighting to get another half country to go and strong, to go and help me and make sure I am sharing fear of my daughter. I am crying, we are crying bitterly here in Pakistan. We want to develop ourselves. We want to see if in a way we can be supportive to this call. If there's a way we can contribute our own power, people should let us know. Let us know what we are going to do here in Pakistan to contribute our own power to make sure we actualize our team. This game is very important to us. This game is very important.
I will tell you, brother, I want you to listen, please. Try and listen. Try and listen to what I have to say to you, please. It's very, very important. All of you in Pakistan, including the so-called Ohanese in Pakistan, must indicate your interest to align with what Radio Biafra is doing in conjunction with the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra. Bilie Human Rights Initiative is our representative. We are in court with Nigeria. We are going ahead to restore Biafra to its former glory. Those of you in Pakistan must affiliate to what Radio Biafra is doing. We need only 10 people. The entire structure that you have already can come into what we are doing. We need what is called a consultative council of 10 people that will now be in charge of a wider consultative assembly. The reason why we are calling it a consultative assembly is this. We know who we are, that we are Biafran people. We would like to be consulted. People want to know what you're doing before they join you. So that anytime we are carrying out a project, we will go to you people and say, what is the views or what are the views of our people in Pakistan? You tell us. And then we incorporate it. So we want, and there is a day of protest. We're not asking you to protest. God knows what they're doing to people in Islamabad that protest. Or in Karachi. But what we're saying is that we need you people to be together as a whole unit. We want you to support the work that we are doing. We want you to be loyal to acknowledge that the supreme governing body of the indigenous people of Biafra is the Council of Elders under the able chairmanship of His Royal Majesty, Honorable Justice Ezra Zobo, retired. That is all we ask for. And then we can take the rest from there. But you must contact Radio Biafra. You must affiliate yourself to Radio Biafra. Thank you very much and God bless you. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Dr. Gemba is still with us. There's a lot of people on Skype who are waiting. Please do not despair. We will come to all of you one after the other. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, my name is Henry Egon. I'm calling from Liverpool.
Yes, Henry Egon, go ahead.
Yeah, my brother, I want to thank you for all your good work you are doing.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah. Myself, I made the pledge which I have not fulfilled yet, but I'm going to do it soon. The issue about the girl in... I heard about the girl that in the north that has been kidnapped or been adopted by the Hausas.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that based on that issue, I don't think that we should be debating about that issue, because one, it's not only her. Even though in back in Imo State, there are a lot of our guests there that have been dining with the Hausas in Amausa, you know, and so most of them have married to the Hausas in Igbo land, not in in northern part to start with, because I witnessed a lot of it back home there in Owerri. The issue about the 10-man, I don't know how you put it, that we need the 10 people in every yes. wherever we are living.
Yes, we are.
So
yes.
in Liverpool here, I've talked to a lot of people, but even though the Igbo meeting they are doing here, what they are doing here, say that it's Igbo meeting, I find out that what they are doing is just for their own benefit of their own pocket, but I won't be a part of that Igbo meeting.
But I have told you before, I have warned people, yes. our people, and I have new here, they don't listen. Attending an Igbo meeting will not solve anything for you. When you have a child, they can come for child naming ceremony. Yeah. They can come and contribute money when you lose somebody. Maybe to say, take £200 and help yourself. It is meaningless. It is a meaningless gathering. The only gathering that God in His infinite mercy blesses is a gathering under Biafra. And as long as you're doing it in truth and honesty. Tell me what an Igbo meeting has achieved before. Yeah, from 1970. Yeah. Tell me what one Igbo meeting has done since 1970.
So, on this issue, myself, I want to volunteer and I'll be coming to the Radio Biafra's office in London. So, I have other things that I want to discuss on this issue, because based on a security issue, you know, so it's not what I will be saying on online here, based on back home, you know. So, I have other things. I've contacted a lot of people back home. People are in the security issue, you know. I have some friends that stay there in army, in the police, and every other thing. So, I've called a lot of them, you know, and I got some assurance from them. So it's something that when I come to London, then we'll sit down and talk about this issue. So that's what I want to say at this moment.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. We're very grateful. Doctor, are you there, please? What is your opinion? What is your take on what you have heard so far, please? What is your take on what you've heard so far, please? Doctor, are you there? What is your take on what you've heard so far from our contributors?
Yes, Nnamdi. Obviously, we don't have control over the questions coming from listeners a little bit out of the main issue of the day, but very important matters we're discussing as well to clarify matters. Yes, I'm happy that I think it's settled now. There's no issue or question as to the meaning of Sebongare. It is clear. It's clear. So there's no point anybody calling again to
overflogging the issue.
Confirm. It is exactly what it is. It is strangers, because the Hausa people do not want. They call you infidel. Look at that is even a humiliation itself. That you are in your own country, just as the Yorubas are deporting our people from the West. Now, the Hausa people, instead of them to integrate and show the so-called One Nigeria, instead of them to do something to integrate you, they created a different town, a new town, named it a new town, not that masquerading it with them, it's new foreign quarters. That's where you are. We don't want anything to do with you. And people are happy buying land. They are building hotels, building interest. You are in diaspora in your father's land. You are so-called country. You are in the diaspora. Then, from time to time, just as some people are saying, they do something, I forgot what they say, if they want, any day they want, because you are concentrated, they don't have to go far, they don't have to look for you, they don't have to waste time driving around, shooting one to one. You are concentrated, ready-made for us to come and round you up, do whatever you want to do. You see, one bomb, bam, the hundreds, thousands will die at the spot. So instead of going, you know how widespread those who said that they have lived in the north, you know, how widespread that place is. They don't live in communal way, the way we do live in the East. One half there, another one there in Jericho, and so on and so forth. So they know that if they allow you to live within themselves, it will be very, very difficult for you, for them to reach you when they want to do the next round of killing and bombing. So they created carefully selected area, named it accordingly. No masquerading, no let it mean a different thing. No. Strangers, whether you are a stranger, you be there, nowhere else. So now they have decided to check if their killing machine is working. They have tried it, it's working. Then in 2-3 days, this burial will be taking place, the mortuary will be overflowing. After that, it will be business as usual. We will still continue.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Let us try and take this call. Doctor, please stay where you are. We have a lot of people. Let us see if we have our brother. Please give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are, please.
Hello, director. This is Tochukwu Onunkwo calling from China.
Tochukwu Onunkwo from China. You are doing a great job in China. You're welcome to the program. Give us an update regarding our brothers in China, please. What is happening in China? We need an update. Please go ahead.
Over here in China, we are trying our best. Upcoming this Saturday, we are having our meeting concerning the issue of transmitter. And I believe God will help. We are having so many people are calling our number, asking where we are doing our meeting. So we are really trying and God is helping us.
That is wonderful. Go ahead.
Director, what will happen to Igbo people? This is just the beginning for what will happen to we Igbos. So many Boko Haram members have been arrested in Lagos and Ogun State. Believe me, so many of them is in Biafra land. And our governors are not helping the issue. All their focus is Abuja 215 and other things. Look at what is happening in Kano. Nobody is talking about this thing. All they are talking about is presidential issue 2015 and our people are dying. I'm really, really confused. All my prayer is that God will help us on this issue of transmitter. That is the only thing we need now to rescue our people. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and very brief and straight to the point. I like that. Continue the work you're doing in China. China is going to be as formidable as Malaysia very soon. Keep up the good work that you're doing. We must also acknowledge the people adding their friends on Facebook. These are the brave people we have today. We have our brother Nyechi, Flygerian. I don't know if that is his name, our adopted name, Amahom. He looks like one of us. His name is Inye. I don't know if he's Onyinyechi. Please, you forgive us if we call you Onyinyechi. Flygerian, he calls himself. We want proper Biafran name, please. Or it could be. Who knows what may have happened in the past. We acknowledge you adding your friends onto Radio Biafra London Facebook group. Do not forget to go and like the page as well, and also invite your friends. We have two here. We have the Facebook group and the page. You see, Radio Biafra is the page, Radio Biafra London is the group. So to make it easier for people to understand, you go to Radio Biafra on the page. You should be able to like it also and ask your friends to come and like it. We acknowledge the work that Joseph Obiora Wilson is doing. Joseph Obiora Wilson, you're adding your friends, quite a lot of them. We are also acknowledging what Inyechi is doing and in adding his friends. He lives here in the United Kingdom, which is wonderful. Please go on adding your friends. Go to Radio Biafra London on Facebook, the group, part of Facebook. Continue to add your friends. Some people are hiding every day. They say, oh, we are Biafrans. I love Biafra. I will go to battle for Biafra. If you need anything, you call me. But the simple thing like adding your friends, you can't do it. How can we call you to come and fight at the war front? You can't do the very simple thing, which is to add your friends. Please go and show us how serious you are and go and add your friends on Facebook. If you don't know how to do it, you ask and somebody will help you. Ask openly. We don't do anything here in secret. Come out in the open and say, help me to add my friends on this very forum. And that's the end of it. And somebody will help you to do it. This is Radio Biafra. Let us go and see who we have on Skype, please. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Hello? Can you hear me? No, you are sounding too deep. Please do configure your system and call us back. You are sounding too far away. You are very, very far away. Please do reconfigure your system and then you get back to us. This is Radio Biafra. We do have other headlines that we are covering this evening that a lot of people seem to have forgotten. People are forgetting the fact that good Lord Jonathan promised us a lot of things. He promised us quite a lot. He said he will build the second Niger Bridge. He said he will make Enugu an international airport. He said he will dredge River Niger to give us a seaport. Today we are asking, what has Jonathan done? Of course, he has given $5 billion to Ohanaeze. We accept that. He gave $5 billion that made sure that Ohanaeze was split in the middle, because they split into two camps. Let us see what our dear president and brother good Lord Jonathan is saying, and also what is happening in River State. How the Hausa people want to outflank us in River State. The time, if you're joining us, is coming up to 9:15 p.m. here in London. The same time in Biafraland. We are welcoming you wherever you are. That this is Radio Biafra, the only place on this planet where you can hear the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth regarding life in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. We call it a zoo because some people are upset. We are begging them, please. A zoo is better for now, for the time being. The number to call us on is +44 783 13 08 376. If at any point during our transmission you experience any disruption, all you need to do is F5, or you click on the refresh button. You can right click and click on the refresh button. You'll be able to join us. To call us on Skype, all you need to do is to add Radio Biafra. If you call us and you didn't get through, don't be frustrated. If you call us, we know a way to tell the people that haven't called in the past. We'll be able to pick up your call. Please do not be discouraged. We want new callers to be able to be emboldened enough to call Radio Biafra, because this is your station. This is the station that you support. We are the ones making things happen when it comes to Biafra, because we have one thing that other people don't have. It's a very simple thing. It is called the truth. Eziopu. That is the only weapon we have. And with that weapon, God is going to bless us, and we are going to get Biafra in truth and honesty. We want you to go and look for Biafrans where you are. If there are no Biafrans, start one in your family. Please, start one in your family before the Islamic people from the north, before Nigerian senators see your 2-3-year-old daughters, put them into Biafra. That will scare them away. Once you say to them that my daughter is a Biafran, no Hausa, dirty Islamist person will touch your daughter. They are now looking for from 9-year-old downwards to even the one they have in the stomach. That is how perverted they are. They are sick people. They are pedophiles. They are child molesters. And God will punish all of them one after the other. This is Radio Biafra, your radio station broadcasting from London. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Good evening. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Ibe from Malaysia. Yes, we've had a previous Ibe from London. I hope two of you are not related. You are now from Malaysia. Please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you so much. Please, I just want to ask one question regarding to Biafra.
Yeah.
I have heard about Ozuke. I was living in Abuja before I traveled some 6 years ago. So, and I know this group of Ozuke and the group Ben. They were fighting tooth and nail. To my own experience, I wasn't with them, but their camp is very close to where I stay. And I normally see them every morning, afternoon. They were there. They have their newspaper and everything. And from the information I'm getting from Radio Biafra and you, it's really disappointing of what I'm hearing about the Ozuke. So my question now is, if you still fighting for this Biafra, or has he quit from Biafra after getting some bribe and stuff like this, or is he still fighting, because it's getting me confused. If you fighting for Biafra and you are doing this job to get Biafra, how are we going to map these two things? I mean, fighting for one thing in two different ways. And the last time I was listening to Radio Biafra, I heard you said that he got you arrested and something like that. So how can
Wazirike did not arrest me. Wazirike is not the Nigerian police. We should not abuse English language. We are abusing English language. Wazirike did not arrest me. He hasn't got the statutory powers, not under Igbo customary law, not under Biafran statute, and not under the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. No, I was kidnapped, not arrested. I cannot be arrested by Wazirike.
I'm sorry for the misinterpretation, but my question is this. Since he is still fighting for this Biafra, how are you going to achieve this? Because on his own side, if you listen to his own side, he will have something, maybe something very convincing to convince people on his own side. And you are here doing your own thing. So how are we going to get this Biafra in these two parties? That is my question.
I want you to have time and to spend, because you and I were going to solve this problem this night to the benefit of our listeners who are all over the world. Over 2 million of them listening to Radio Biafra this night. Let us try to resolve this problem between you and me. We'll resolve it now. Because as long as Anyaka and Ejamo Kakaraka, you have to learn the truth by asking questions only. Only questions you will ask. Are you aware that our people, let us forget the past and come to the present. Do you know the job of a freedom fighter? Do you know what a freedom fighter does? Do you know the meaning of a freedom fighter?
Yes, sir.
No, tell me what a freedom fighter is. Enlighten me.
I feel like that, to my own little understanding, is somebody that stands on the street, somebody that fights without looking for any side of maybe getting something from anybody. It's somebody that stands on the streets. As I read the history of Mandela, when he was fighting, he passed through several things. You know, so that is the little thing I understand as a freedom fighter.
Thank you very much. You've answered the question. Is somebody fighting consistently on the part of the truth? Have you heard of the news called Ezu River and the dumping of bodies in Ezu River? Have you heard about it?
No. I've not.
You have not heard about Ezu River?
No.
I can see the reason why we need Radio Biafra even more. Are you aware? Hang on, let me finish, please. Are you aware of the fact that our people was killed yesterday at Sabongeri in Kano?
Yeah, I'm just hearing it this evening from Radio Biafra.
Do you listen to news, my dear brother?
Sometimes, not always, because I'm always busy.
You are always busy, too busy to listen to the news. I want you to make it a habit to listen to the news all the time. Our people, we believe in trading, buying and selling. We don't do the important things. News is more important than buying and selling, because that way you learn and know a lot of things. What I'm putting across to you is that, but you know Boko Haram. Have you heard of Boko Haram before?
Of course.
What is Boko Haram doing to us?
Everybody knows what Boko Haram is doing.
I don't know. I want you to tell me what Boko Haram is doing to Igbo people and their friends.
What they are doing is killing innocent people. And I don't think they are killing only Igbo people, only Biafran people. But because when they set their bomb and stuff like that, it's not only specifically to Igbos or Biafrans. It kills Igbo people.
Okay, they kill other people, not just Igbo people. Now, can you tell me the people that worship at Catholic Church in Madala, in the north, who are the people that worship at the Catholic Church in Madala that was bombed on Christmas Day 2011? Who are those people?
My brother, Igbo people and the
I asked a very simple question. The Catholic Church at Madala that was bombed Christmas Day, who are the attendees of that church?
Sir, I am not here to argue you or whatever. I'm only here to ask for them to know what I did.
The reason why I'm going
to...
Hold on a second. This is Radio Biafra. If you ask a question, we'll answer. If we ask you, you answer. If you don't know, you say you don't know. The reason why we ask questions is that's how you get at the truth. I've said this 1,000 times already. The only way you can discover the truth in life, even in a court of law, it is called cross-examination. You don't dismiss it. You answer the questions. The reason why I'm asking you is this, because for you to understand what freedom fighting means, you have to love your people, first of all. If you don't love Biafran people, you will not know what a freedom fighter does. Because every criminal, including Ojo Zokalo, when they come and speak on radio or on TV, you say, oh, Kameka is one. Oh, Wazirike, our people are dying. Since Boko Haram started killing us, what has he done? One thing.
All right.
You've not answered my question.
No, I didn't get your question, sir.
What has Wazirike done since Boko Haram started killing us? What has he done?
Wazirike doesn't have any post in Nigeria. I think
he's a freedom fighter fighting for our people. You called him a freedom non-emenke. You said he is doing his own thing. Now I am asking you before a worldwide audience, tell the whole world that thing he has done since they started killing us, Boko Haram. Tell us that thing he has done.
Excuse me, you've not gotten my question. I'm not a supporter of the resolution. God is my witness. What I'm asking is, since he is doing his own thing,
what is that thing he's doing? He is doing his own thing. What is that thing he's doing? Enlighten me.
All our data is there about Biafra, and we are doing the same thing. How are we going to get this? That is my question. I'm not a person of Africa. So, I don't know much about
my brother. You're getting me wrong. I asked you a question. You're telling us that Wazirike is an advertiser of Biafra. He's doing advert on paper. Radio Biafra is not in the business of advertising. So I make it very clear. So you have identified where we don't meet, where we can never meet. We are not in the business of advertising. We are in the business of sensitizing, in the business of educating, in the business of enlightening, in the business of making sure that Biafra gets into every home in the world. We have taken Nigeria to court. Do you know about Bilie Human Rights Initiative?
No.
Now you need to go back and Google. You have a computer in your home, I believe, yes?
Of course, yes.
Write down on a piece of paper now, Bilie, B-I-L-I-E. Human Rights Initiative. Put it into Google. Go to Radio Biafra and see what we are doing. We are not in the business of advertising. We are in the business of truth. We sell the truth. They sell Biafra memorabilia. We sell the truth. That is the difference between us. He is not a freedom fighter. To compare Radio Biafra with what Masop is doing is an insult. We will not tolerate that. Thank you very much for calling and God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome your calls from wherever you're calling from. If you ask us questions, we will answer. If we ask you, please be prepared to answer as well. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Alvin Beke. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Thank you very much. Go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to thank you for your good job that you people are doing.
Thank you.
And I want to just chip in one or two things concerning your previous statement you made about Good Luck Jonathan and most of the outsiders. Yeah, you are complaining about what a Good Luck Jonathan, what he said about promising and not promising. You know, we are all imperfect beings. So, and the way you are scolding our brothers on this media is not done that way. We are supposed to call them. This is the time for us to come together. It's not the time for scolding people. When we are scolding them, we are scaring them away. So if you know we don't need them, we don't allow them to call so that we can do it the way we can do it. Instead of you scolding them, it's not done that way. I just want to chip in this thing to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling. He said we are scolding them. I will tell you a story of how, you know, Pussy, the one you have in the house. Pussy, the one you have in the house running about. Agowuru. You know that Pussy in the house is from the same family as Lion and Tiger and Leopard. And what else do we have them? And Cheetah. And what else in the family? Tiger, Lion, Leopard, Cheetah. And what else do we have there? I've forgotten. So is a pussycat in the house. One day, their father called them together and said, oh, no, God, that is danger, that is danger. And Bosuo, come so I know him, I'll be a king, and you for the Nahapo Hoku Bosuo. They ran away and ran into people's homes. That's how Pussy left the forest and came into people's houses because he's not strong enough. That is why if you see Pussy, it will hide. If you confront it, it will hide. It will run away first before coming to you. We at Biafra, we are lions. We confront you with the truth. That is the only weapon we have. God in heaven is our witness. We have nothing else but the truth. Good Lord, Jonathan is an imbecile. I like him because if any other animal can govern Nigeria, so can he. So Nigeria is a zoo. Anybody can be a zookeeper. That's how I see him. I don't rate him as an intellectual. I don't rate him as a brilliant man. He is not a master tactician. He is not a strategist. He doesn't have any vision economically. He knows nothing politically. He is bereft of ideas militarily. So I can't really rate him as a person. Thank you very much for calling in. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
I'm calling from Belgium.
Thank you very much from Belgium. We understand you're doing a very good job. You spoke to Carol Monday and a lot of things. Tell us about Belgium, please. What is happening in Belgium?
Belgium is about 10 million people. So a country that got her independence from fighting their independence, of course. But they didn't get it easy. But I wanted to check something, please, before I tell you the history of Belgium.
I was talking about the history of our people in Belgium, not the whole of Belgium. Here come up, I want more Biafra, not white people.
Well, we are trying our best. But what I wanted to say is about today's topic.
Yes.
Pertaining to the topic you remain and seen, there's something Martin Nimoy in 1937 said. He said, when the Jews came out for the communists, I remained silent. I was not a communist. When they locked up the social democrat, I remained silent. I was not a social democrat. When they came for the trade unionists, I did not speak out. I was not a trade unionist. When they came for the Jews, I remained silent. I wasn't a Jew. And when they came for me, there was no one left to speak out. So I'm using this opportunity to beckon everybody in Biafra land, either a woman, a man, a child, because when they come to us, nobody will be left to speak out. So if we are breathing now, this is time only for us to speak out. If there is this essence that God will be traveling to River State to mediate there, and our people in River State didn't react or didn't stop him, or any of our people didn't stop him, and he come there to say what he likes, to formulate his own agenda. That is the agenda after the war. The Nigerian Biafran war, formulated to perpetuate it. Then we are in a very big problem. So what I want to speak out is not that. Let everybody, whether we like it or not, we are in a siege. And the people in a siege need to rise up. There's no time of saying that it's a lip service. We don't need it now. What we need now is to work hard in any way, in any form, to so that there be a restoration of Biafra in any way. Please, that's the only thing arguing about religion or no religion or this person goes, I don't think the main subject, the subject matter we need to speak out now. How do we restore our nation, Biafra? Please.
Yes. Have you been listening to Radio Biafra?
I've been listening to it, what I don't say.
That is why we are here. If you've been following our programs, you know we are here to get Biafra, nothing more, nothing less. We are not here to do advertising. We are not here to do publicity. To make sure that people know what Biafra is. We are here to bring about Biafra in truth and honesty, and thank you for calling. And we ask everybody to please work very hard. But if you cannot add your friends on Facebook, what other hard can you work? You can't sit in front of a computer and add your friends. How do we trust you to work very hard? Do you know what hard work is? Please, our people must realize that we expect everybody. Very soon, we will start weeding out. We'll know those who are afraid to add their friends, and we'll name and shame them, or we'll get them away from the group, because we don't need cowards with us. And I'm talking Agoru, Pussycat, Abojahabalaga. We need people who are strong, who are mentally strong to carry this battle to the enemy. Our enemies are formidable. So we need people who are brave-hearted to be able to lead us into battle, not working with people who are cowards hiding under the table, hiding under the bed, hiding under the chair and doing Biafra. We don't want you. We want people who can come out openly and declare their love for their country and carry it out openly. This is Radio Biafra. Doctor, please, what do you have to say? What is your take? What is your opinion? What is your impression about what you have heard so far, please? Doctor,
yes.
Are you there?
Yes, it's interesting. At least Radio Biafra is providing people the opportunity to air their views, which they don't have somewhere else. And one thing, you've said it before, if you call Radio Biafra, we want to learn from you. You may also have one thing or the other to learn from Radio Biafra, or clarification of what you know already, for instance. And if you call, please, don't. If you are cross-questioned, it's not that we want to. We are quarreling, or we want to prove anything extraordinary. We just want to get as much truth as possible. We want to get as much information as possible. We want to get as much better clarification of the issue in question as possible, so that yourself are calling. Being asked a question, and our listeners will be very clear in their mind what is happening. So nobody should take our cross-examining as if they take it differently. There is nothing other than trying to find get to the truth or clarify something. But if you are not comfortable, you say, sorry, if you ask me what I don't know, I say, sorry, I don't know, I will find out. Tell me. Okay, I will find out and I will call you back. Then it will be much more acceptable. Please, when you call, regardless of this topic, if you are not comfortable to answer questions put through to you, we'll find be honorable enough to say I don't know, or I will find out.
Or please teach me. And then we teach the person. Thank you very much for that, Doctor. Let us go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. We are transmitting from London. Your name and where you are. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone. Can you hear me? They cannot hear, they are not paying attention. This is Radio Biafra. Please, when you call Radio Biafra, you go straight to the point and tell us what you have to say. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, give us your name, please, and where you are.
My name is Asuzushin Elu Peters.
Yes, go ahead.
Calling from Plumstead.
From Plumstead is in London. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to chip in on the things that have been mentioned on the by other people. When we talk about these our so-called Igbo leaders, your NSND Igbo, those politicians that claim they are representing the Igbo interest, as a matter of fact and as a matter of importance, I think it is high time we use this medium, as you are doing effectively, to educate the Igbos, to educate our people, that these people are serving their personal interest. They are serving their political interest, and they are selling us out into slavery, and they held us hostage to their own benefit. Now, in respect to Ike Nwachukwu, Professor Nwabeze, and all Francis of Nzeribe and the rest of them, discrediting Igbos, making Igbo look inferior, while we are the lion in that zone, while we are the heir in that zone, while we are the key players in that economy. Now, if you look at the problem that we're having down there, people say, I cannot go down to East. Why? Because of kidnapping. Who initiated kidnapping? The politicians. The militancy, it is the politicians. They are using our boys to destroy our society. Now, the issue of Masol and the leadership, you know, when you see a leader and you see the people that are following, you understand the kind of leadership that person portrays. Now look at the Masom issue. Masom has caused more harm than good in this struggle. I'll be sincere with you. With due respect and without missing any word, if you go down to the east or in the heart of every Igbo origin, you find out that they have this cold feet in associating with the name Masom. And whenever you say Biafra, everybody will attach it to Masom, but it is wrong. It is high time to educate them. It is high time to sensitize them. Because look at the activities. They kidnap, they molest, they humiliate, they extort, they even kill. So nobody would like to associate. When you talk about this struggle, that name Masom has done more evil than good. So it is high time we sensitize those that are ignorant of this. Those that call to say the leadership of this person or the leadership of that, we are not here to compromise any person or paint any person black or paint any person white. We just say it as it is. One thing about Radio Biafra and what distinguishes it from other secular media is it says the truth the way it is. It is not an edited story. It is a raw, unadulterated, unedited stories and unedited news. So it is high time we do it and don't allow the pressure from people and the sentiment from people's heart who are more or less pathetic. So you keep on with the good work you're doing and we stand solidly behind you. I will keep on listening and making contributions as we go. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much for that. It's encouraging. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Joe Chavo from Spain, Canaria.
You're from the... Is it Gran Canaria? Is it Canary Islands? Which one is it?
Gran Canaria.
Please go ahead. This is Radio
Biafra. It's the same thing. Nothing is like, I don't always listen to Radio Biafra. Just like my people always come here, I have a business here, and they always comment to me what is going on Radio Biafra. First of all, I would like to praise your efforts, and I would like to give a little bit of insight. I won't take much of your time.
Go ahead.
It's the first time I listened to Radio Biafra. I was listening to it a while. I had to stop. I would only like to give an advice.
Why did you stop? Like, we want you to tell the world why you stopped. Go ahead and tell us. We want to listen.
No. Today was the first time I stopped listening.
Okay, started. No? Somebody said you stopped. Okay, go ahead.
I stopped because I had to face up my business. I have a shop here I'm running.
Okay.
And there are some things I never liked. My people come here and they tell me many things about Radio Biafra that I should listen, that they talk so many things. Something gave me a bad impression that I would like you people to please correct.
Go ahead.
Please.
Go ahead.
We are speaking loud so that the world will hear us.
Yes.
And I would like us to be a little bit modest in speaking. If we can control our hot tempers when we call, or even the broadcaster when you give some announcements or some readings of news,
yes.
The audience are there, the whole world, they are listening to you.
Yes.
The whole world are there to give judgment.
Yes.
But this issue whereby they call use some language like saying some people are cowards, some people are this and that,
mm-hmm.
I, for myself, for education I have, I don't really like it. I believe if I had an argument with somebody and that I have to make out, I will give respect to that person. I will talk to that person in a very, very respectful manner.
Mm-hmm.
And I will lay my complaint. The issue of insulting, calling names and the other sort of things.
Give me a direct example. And I will tell you, is this because I call Nigeria a zoo? Is that what you're against?
For example, when you talked about the Yoruba people,
yes.
Some Yoruba people are listening to this thing, to this Biafran also.
Yes.
There are some Yoruba people, I was born in Lagos State, in Ajegunle.
Yes, go ahead. There are some
Yoruba people that listen to this. And there are many Yoruba people that support the plight of the Republic of Biafra.
Yes.
If this person listens to this and you say a Yoruba man or Yoruba people because they are cowards, I don't know what you expect from this person, like support. Or if
Even if the caller, he should call and start insulting and saying out his mind. Okay, it's an individual concept. But the broadcaster, the person that is directing, the person that is sitting there in this house of radio, I will expect that person, when he speaks, let him give his information. Let him lay down his complaints.
Yes.
With all due respect, let us show the world that we are educated, we are modest.
Yes.
That we are people, we are peaceful people, and we go for a peaceful flight. It's true. I lost a brother in Kaduna. I know what it is. I know what the Igbo people are suffering.
Yeah.
But let us tell the world our view in a very respectful matter, in a very modest matter. We have manners. You understand me? We have manners. We are not. We should not. We shouldn't when we talk. We don't shout. We don't shouting. We are not giving the news.
Yes.
When we shout, or when you insult, when you use some what I call vernacular language to try to pull another person. We are angry.
Yes, you continue. I'm coming. I'll tell you all the people in the world broadcasting news as if they're in a dream. Are they having their people killed?
Come again, please.
I'm sure you watch BBC or listen to BBC and CNN, yes? Where they give news, where they are singing as if they're in a choir, yes? Where people are all nice and very good to one another, yes? Are there British people being killed or bombed to death anywhere in the world?
This issue, nobody's happy over it. You get me?
Are they being killed anywhere in the world? Answer is a very simple question. Are they being killed?
Yes, they are being killed.
Where?
They are being killed.
Where are the British?
They are being killed. The American students are being pursued all over the world. Have we noticed?
Give me an example.
My brother, in all parts of the world, even right now talking to you, an American citizen is being kidnapped in Colombia, in Pakistan, in all parts of the world. All American citizens, they are not safe wherever they are. Are you getting me? I'm not trying to give a support to what is happening to the evil they are doing to the people.
Yes.
The only thing I'm trying to say is when we want to give our plights, let us imply a little bit of modesty. And education.
I don't.
Are you asking me?
No.
You will not get anything. You will not get anything by
you allow me to speak as well. I'm not going
thank,
to.
Thank
I'm
you.
Not
thank to, you.
Yeah, please. I understand what you're saying, but what I'm asking you is, I called Yorubas cowards. What I'm going to ask you now: do you know that this is Radio Biafra? Do you know the difference between Radio Biafra and any other news media? Because we say the truth the way it is, very painfully, but it's the truth. I want to ask you a simple question. Since you grew up in Ajegunle, can you tell me any set piece battle that the Yorubas has ever won in their life? Any when they went into battle, they went into war, and they came out victorious?
My brother, I would like on behalf of all Yoruba citizens listening. I'm an Igbo man. I come from Azobolu. I'm from Azobolu in Anambra State. But I would like, Professor, please. With due respect, the word cowards to the Yoruba people should be withdrawn, please.
Okay. Do you know who is? I'm coming.
We are not fighting a war already.
Hold on. My brother, hold on. Do you know who Awolowo is, Chief Obafemi Awolowo?
I know who Chief Obafemi Awolowo is.
One second.
Tell me.
One after the other. Do you know who Awolowo is?
Yeah.
Do you know Awolowo?
I read about Awolowo.
What did you tell us? What you know about him?
I read about Awolowo. I knew about the betrayal of the Igbo people. I know all these things. But
do you know how many Igbo children Awolowo killed?
Fine, this is a single
do
person.
Do you know how many children of Igbo extraction that Awolowo killed?
I still repeat. I am not defending am I trying to go against the cause you people are pursuing. The only thing I am talking is that there should be a little bit of modesty and respect
there is no
when you refer
here.
To other people.
No, there is no modesty. We will take no
there is no
You are a respectful businessman, and I happen to be a servant of Biafra. That is the difference. You are into business, I'm into Biafra. That is the difference. My people are dying, they are killing my people. CNN is not talking about it, BBC is not talking about it, Al Jazeera is not talking about it, and you want me to be happy? Respectfully, sir, I don't own a shop. I don't have business to consider. I have the honor, the integrity, the well-being of my people to consider. And God in heaven knows, if I have what it takes, I will not only be impolite or immodest to them, I will do far worse than that. Our people has been humiliated. We've been insulted. We've been killed in our millions, and you tell me that you have a business, you grew up in Ajegunle. This is what I said before on Radio Biafra. People like you classed me as being immodest when I said that people that grew outside Igbo land is part of our problem because you don't know where you come from. Respectfully, sir, I submitted to you that your growing up in Yoruba land may have distorted your views of your own people. As we speak, we are dying. I don't want speculation an American was kidnapped in Colombia, whatever you said it is. We were blown up last night, and NTA did not report it. They did not give us the full detail as to what happened. People who are being killed. So please, this is Radio Biafra. It belongs to the Biafran people. Anybody who doesn't want to listen can switch off. In fact, we're even too much. The people that will get Biafra is only 100 of us. Very soon, all the numbers that you're seeing will be whittled down to only 100. And then we'll go and face our enemies. You think we are joking? You think we are here to make people love us? We don't need your love affair. Take your love affair to somebody else. This is Biafra, and we are going to get it, regardless of what people say. Let us go to the line now. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra broadcasting from London to the ends of the earth without apology to anybody whatsoever. Go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, Nnamdi Kanu. My name is Ikechi Benyago. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Go ahead.
Please, I forgot the name of the brother that just called in.
I didn't get his name either. He's still on the line. Hold on.
Okay.
He's still on the line. Hold
okay.
My dear brother, you're still on the line. Yes. Ikechukwu Enyago is asking for your name. What is your name? So he can respond to you.
John Uchagu.
John.
I'm not listening right now.
Okay. John Uchagu.
I'm not listening because I don't have the radio here. I'm not listening. John,
stay where you are. Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to thank you, John, for picking up the courage to call. And but for me, I will say that that is the extent to which your so-called celebrated education has taken you. You are referring us to the Brits, Americans, and the rest of them, and the Western world, the civilized world. You are referring us and.
Yes.
Teach us how to behave like them, but you've forgotten the little things, the foundation upon which those societies were built, which is human rights, respect for one another, respect for your neighbor. You are telling me that a man slaughtered over 3.5 million of your people, and what you are more interested in is in respecting them. No wonder you grew up in Ajegunle and your life ended there, because in Yoruba land, a man will be genuflecting before you while in his mind he is planning on how to kill you. So what you are telling us is to now become Yoruba, just like you. We will come openly and say, no, they are the best of people. But inside of us, we know that they have done us evil. No, if you want to be one of them, I will say you are more idiot than they are. Yorubas are cowards. And if you want to defend them, you are more idiots than they are. Today, there is more news a lot of news that is going on about our people, and you are talking about respect for people who have killed our people. Are you stupid? I think time is coming when some of us will begin to go and look after these people and deal with them. You are telling us you are educated. What have you learned from education? You are educated. You don't know that it is. You set things in priority. The priority for now is how to keep our people alive. And you are looking at respect. Please, brother Nnamdi Kanu, I want to beg you, please. If it means cutting costs from such people, please. A lot of us are getting agitated. A lot of us are getting offended. Somebody who tries to bring up all those stupid something. If you're educated, if you're an economist, come and show us what you know so that we know how to extricate ourselves from the burden of Nigeria. If you think you're a scientist, come and tell us what you know. Don't just tell us you're educated. What did you read? Admin or zoology or whatever. If you tell us what you have read and bring it for us and help us to move ahead, and you're telling us about respect, you're an idiot. Please don't get me. Thank you very much. Some of these people, these are the people that made Elijah speak some words to them. These are the people that made Jesus Christ call Herod a fox. And I'm telling all of them today. I don't care. Please, when they call in, so many of us that are moving with this spirit, when they try to trample on our spirit, when they call in with all their education stupidity, let them be cut off. We have more important thing to talk.
Of course, I agree with you. Thank you very much. We'll give them that very platform to speak. This is Radio Biafra. We are not here to find favor with our enemies. The Yorubas killed us. Go and read Isama Alabi's book. They killed us. They are deporting us from Lagos because they've seen that Boko Haram are killing us in the north and we're not doing anything about it. They're using that advantage to go and burn down our shops. How many Yoruba pastors have stood on the pulpit to condemn the death of our people in the north? How many Yoruba of your friends have stood up to say that what is happening to the Igbo people is bad? You're telling me about respect. If anybody is coming to Radio Biafra looking for respect, you are at the wrong place. We are here to look for Biafra, not to look for respect. We are even too much anyway. Our numbers are even too much. Let us go and see what Uchemefo has to say. That this is Radio Biafra. Uchemefo starts by acknowledging the wonderful people of Biafra, blessed everywhere on this planet, listening to us this evening, please, from London.
Of course, as always, I want to say a very good evening to Biafra and some friends of Biafra and all of us of justice, freedom, across the world. A lot of things have been said about a number of issues raised in the broadcast, especially the abduction of our sister, Charity, who is currently in Bida, in the palace of Etsu, Bida, I think.
Yes.
So I don't know that he's an emir or whatever they call him. Oh, yeah.
It's called the Esu, which is millipede, where we come from. He is the Esu of Bida. He is the millipede of Bida. That's what he is.
Yes, but let me respond to the person that just called and said he's a businessman and that we should tune down on how we address people, especially Yoruba people. There is nothing wrong, let me say this thing from my own perspective, there is nothing wrong in having personal relations with anybody, even an Hausa man, as your friend. But here we are talking about a race, we are talking about a movement, we are talking about an ideology. The other tribes in Nigeria, especially from the west, the Yorubas and northern part of Nigeria, the Hausa, Fulanis, they are ideologically holding down the Igbo people. And so it is at this level that Radio Biafra is making an intervention. We are talking about a race, not an individual. There's nothing wrong in you having personal relations with your Yoruba or Hausa or anybody. On personal level, you know what you have with them, your business. So this guy talking about all this and saying he's a respectful businessman, he's clearly interested in his business. He's protecting his own business interest. He's not interested in what is happening to the generality of the Igbos across Nigeria. He's more interested in protecting his business interests. But I wonder where he is. I think he said he's in Lagos or where.
No, no, he's in Grand Canaria. Yorubas are buying things from his shop in Grand Canaria. He is listening. Other people are listening, okay. And yes, he's in Spain.
Okay, all right. He doesn't understand what is going on. The Lagos State government policy against the Igbos, against Igbo traders, Igbo businessmen in Lagos, is appalling. And it is unfortunate that he have given deaf ear to all this. He's more interested, a typical Igbo egocentric man, interested in his own welfare and his own family. That is just
the caller on Skype. Stay where you are, Uche. Hold on. The caller on Skype, stay where you are. We'll come to you next. Stay where you are, Uche. Please go ahead. The caller on Skype, stay where you are, Uche. Go ahead.
Yes, we are not here to massage people's ego. We are not here to talk about individuals. We're talking about a people, a race, the Igbo people, the Igbo race. And this is why Radio BFI is different from any other organization. Now, this man talking about his people not talking about the Yoruba, you asked him several questions which he avoided for obvious reasons, because he does not have an answer to it. So as long as the issue of Igbos, the issue of Biafrans are concerned in Nigerian Federation, we must continue to say the way it is. For instance, you talk about the pastors, the men of God, whom our people are patronizing. For instance, paying tithes. The tithe is meant for the welfare of the downtrodden, the less privileged in the church. In biblical terms, it is meant for the upkeep of the poor. But what is happening today is that our self-styled pastors and men of God are taking this tithe to line their pockets for their own individual and family welfare, while leaving the congregation. The church, as it is today, is not looking at the welfare of the members, which should be paramount. Even somebody who is looking for work, you go to church, the pastor will pray for you, or the man of God will pray for you and say it's well. In the next minute, he tells you to donate, to bring the little you have, the last you have, and put it, because that God will multiply it. Is it not deceit? So these are the things we are saying. Where our people are going, the majority of our people who are patronizing pastors from different parts of Nigeria, of course, including our own people, Igbo pastors as well, they have not been able to summon up courage to defend the interest of their followers, to defend them in terms of speaking up for them against the killings going on in Nigeria today. None of them have said, have come out openly to do that. The only man in Yoruba land I respect is Archbishop Akinola, who has actually come out sometime last year to take the presidency to task. And he has challenged the Nigerian government to call to dismantle everything that is going on politically in Nigeria, to go back to basics. That every region, every section or unit of the country should come down to the round table. I respect him for that. He has been, from my own perspective, the only man that has come out openly to say all this. Of course, Archbishop Chukwuma as well. But where are the other thousands of men of God who are every day shouting on top of their voices? They are lining their pockets. They are selfish. They are not interested in the welfare of their followers and the welfare of their members. And this is why Radio Biafra must continue to say this. Anybody who is going to church and your pastor is not able to stand up and speak against evil and speak against all the atrocities going on in Nigeria today is deceiving himself. He is a fraud and must be sidelined. You must forget them unless you want to play with your future. So, in line with what you're saying, what will you be a first stance on? We're in support of it, and there's no going back on that. And now,
you have to bear with me. I have to come back to you. We have somebody waiting on Skype, please. Give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra, the person on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I hear you.
Yeah, go ahead, please. Give us your name and where you are. Turn your system off, please. Banyonya or Balataya. Either one. Please turn it off or down.
Good man. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead. So is the whole world. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Okay, my name is Ukwoma Abuchi. I'm calling from Anambra State.
You're calling us from the bosom of Biafra land itself, Anambra State. Go ahead, we are listening.
Yes, first of all, I want to thank you, Namdi, for the broadcast. I usually download most of your broadcast every day because I've been having problems with my system. So I want to really thank you, thank the members, the Biafras abroad who have always been putting in their best to see that all these our fights for freedom comes to achievement. I really want to thank you. I love your program. I love what you've been doing, and each day I download your broadcast. I make sure everybody around me listens to it, and I want you to know that whatever you're doing there, people down here are hearing about it. There was a time you were talking about a transmitter. You want to get a transmitter. I want to make you know that whatever podcast you do every day, I take it upon myself to download that and bring it to people's ears. People are hearing about what is happening, and people are preparing themselves for whatever will come up in this zoo that we are. We call it Nigeria. So now I want to commend you and thank you very much for what you're doing. And I believe that Biafra is here to stay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. Uche, say, yes, we have you back. We had a call from our brother. These are the true Biafrans. Although he cannot receive Radio Biafra live, he makes it a duty to make sure that he downloads Radio Biafra and listens to it every blessed day. Please go ahead.
Yes, the brother is doing marvelously well. This is what we call hard work and tenacity. Somebody who is interested in the welfare of Biafrans, in advancement of the cause we are fighting for. I think he should also tell his friends, his family members, anybody around him to do the same. And we will also be telling members on Facebook to do the same. The easiest way of propagating the message of Biafra is via text messages, via word of mouth. And so we will be embarking on that campaign, if approved by the board, to let everybody know that they can actually send text messages to friends, relatives, members of their families.
Or add their friends on Facebook. Or add your friends on our Facebook page. We are, as we said, very soon, all this, I'm a Biafran, I love Biafra, I'll die for Biafra. You cannot find the time to add your friends on our Facebook group. What are you doing? What type of Biafran are you? You claim you love Biafra, but you're hiding Biafra from your friends. Enab also. When we come into the house, you're talking about Biafra, how proud you are. When it comes in the open, you're the one, you're running. You don't want your friends to know you're a Biafran.
It is not just paying lip service to Biafra. We must be saying to be professing Biafra and also putting it into action. And I wanted to say something about our sister charity who was abducted in Bida. And somebody, the earlier caller, one of the first callers, was arguing that the lady was talking on his own volition, that she knows what she was doing. And the question I want to ask is, we were told that this lady went to school. She went to school to study a course, I think Federal Polytechnic, Bida or something like that. She went there to study a course. And finally began to study Islamism. The question is, when did she convert? I mean, how can she go to school to Bida Polytechnic and all of a sudden
find herself in the palace of Etu of Bida or something like that.
The military of Bida. Yes,
I want to go down memory lane. For instance, in September 2011, there were Islamic extremists attached to Boko Haram or the Boko Haram themselves. They came from Bida to Madara Market and subjected 5 Igbo traders to reciting Quran. And when they refused to recite Quran, they killed all of them. And now, what I'm trying to say is that this same situation that Charity is in today in Bida is not unrelated to how it's not unrelated to who are holding her hostage. These people, the Boko Haram extremists, they came from Bida and killed five Igbo traders in September 2011, and now the same Bida is on the news again. And you cannot tell me that this man, the Esu of Bida, does not know what is happening.
He does. Uche understands. He knows what is happening.
Let me just finish. What I'm trying to say in essence is that Charity is under abduction. She's under threat. And that is why she is issuing the statement she's issuing. She has been indoctrinated. If they are doubting it, let her come out in the open on neutral ground and say what is happening.
Come to Igbo land.
How many people who convert to Islam has been subjected to, who are under captivity? How many of them in the history of marriage in Islam, how many of them are under captivity and in the custody of an Islamic leader? So, and the father, this lady came from a sound Christian background, and all of a sudden she's now a Muslim. Something is wrong there.
Fundamentally wrong.
And so, and she's under threat. It is either she submits, accepts Islam, or she's killed. That is just it.
Anybody saying
that she's saying all these things from her free will, out of her own volition, that person needs to examine his senses. We are under serious attack. The Igbo race is under extinction. Biafrans are not wanted in Nigeria. And we have to see it as that. There is nothing more, nothing less. A lot of things have happened to us and it's still happening. These people are using this case to cajole us. Let me tell you that the Charity may not be far away from IBB and his cronies, because IBB knows what is happening. IBB is in control of Bida. It's as simple as that. In collaboration with the Islamic leaders.
Maybe they want a fresh girl supplied to them all the time. Who knows? Maybe our sister is there doing that very job for them. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. We've had to take your call amongst many. Give us your name and where you are.
Hello, good evening.
Yes, good evening. Our dear sister, Adama, is that correct? What is happening in South Africa? What is the state of preparedness in South Africa? What is happening to Biafrans in South Africa? We need an update. A worldwide update as to what is happening in South Africa, please.
Ananda, I will speak to you tomorrow about what is happening in South Africa.
Okay.
But I want to just say something about a caller that spoke about respect.
Yes.
And the caller that replied. Firstly, I'm not trying to be sentimental. The guy that called came from my town. I never knew until he said he's from Mazobelo. So,
yes.
But what I understood from the guy's call, the guy was not against Biafra at the first place. But what he lacked. Let me not just put it what he lacked, because it's all about opinion. He was only saying his opinion. And on one side, I understood where he was coming from. He was also saying it in support of Biafra, but he might be wrong. He was thinking maybe we should give some respect to the Yorubas because he believes we need support, and he believes maybe we might need the favor of Yorubas, and most Yorubas might be listening to Radio Biafra. You understand? Which he might be wrong.
Now, at which point in life has Yoruba given you support before? On one occasion, let somebody come on the air and tell us. Our people don't understand something. Yoruba can never give you support. Never in this life. In the history of who drove Zeke away from Lagos. Let's go back to the beginning. This Yoruba issue. Who drove away Zeke from Lagos to start with? Has any Yoruba person voted for an Igbo man before in an election? Has any Yoruba person before voted for an Igbo person in an election? People should tell me. The answer is no. Why is all this Yoruba nonsense I'm hearing about Yoruba people? Who are they? They hate you even more than the Hausas do.
But in the word I'm trying to say, the caller that responded to what the guy said, I never liked the way the guy responded. It was very, very abusive. Like, we are here, we stand for peace. We are here to educate people. Some people, they don't know much about Biafra. It is our duty. Even when they call, it's public opinion. When they air their view, it is our duty to put them on the right track, to put them in order, to correct them and not to abuse them.
Excuse me, my dear sister. I don't know if you've been to Israel before. Do you know that the second people to suffer the largest genocide known to man are the Igbo people? Are you aware of that? That we lost 3.5 million people. The only people to suffer more carnage more than us are the Jewish people. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I understand.
Are you following what I'm saying?
I'm listening.
Good.
And I
so understand. So when people get angry on Radio Biafra, it is for a good reason. Gowon is going to devastate after killing us. Awolowo took our money after killing us. The whole world is taking our oil after killing us. And people expect us to be happy, to be cheerful, to be making merry, to be dancing, not to be angry.
I understand, but I still maintain it's still not enough reason for a caller who just called and aired his view, who was actually wrong. It's still not proper for another caller to call and call that person an idiot. It is our duty to put him at the right place, not to abuse him.
I understand what you have said, and we'll put that across to our dear brother. But let us make one thing very clear. Anybody who calls Radio Biafra asking us to sympathize with Rocha Sokorocha for entertaining Gowon, or asking us to allow Gowon to come to Biafra land to take chieftaincy title, the person should not only be abused, but should be stoned to death. This is Radio Biafra. We do not compromise, not now, not tomorrow, until Biafra comes. There will be no compromise any inch of the way. We are making it abundantly clear so our enemies know who we are. We tell you who we are before we come. We are not going to change for anybody. Anybody coming here asking for amnesty for Yoruba people, asking for amnesty for this, no, it will not happen. On any other platform, yes. We don't want that. I don't like anything in my life that is double-sided. You are one thing and you're claiming you are another. I can't stand such a person. And Radio Biafra, the editorial board of Radio Biafra, will not stand such people either. If you have Yoruba friends, if you grew up with Yorubas and you love them, good luck to you. You can do what Charity or Aisha did. Run to them if you want to. That is your business. But this is Biafra. We are not going to compromise. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, my dear sister, that this is Radio Biafra. Let's see what Dr. Gemba has to say. Dr. Gemba, are you still with us?
Yes, sir, I am.
Yeah, please, go ahead.
I am with and of course, I'm with you and listening attentively.
if I am to air my honest opinion, as obviously is the case when anyone calls to Radio Biafra, on this occasion, I am siding with Ada from Biafra. Now, this, as you said, let me make it clear. I cannot support anybody who will say that we should empathize, we should embrace Gowan or Awolowo. Even in his death, I have said it somewhere, even in his death, he will still face punishment of the Biafran people. Talk less of this, those Maru did themselves, called the governor or whatever. But this is different. This is a caller who has not called before to say, he is expressing his opinion. He is not telling Radio Biafra, you must go and buy down or must. No, he said that the way he was treated, we should not. Okay, I am in an inquiry. Thank you very much for calling. Okay. But quite honestly, I think it is wrong that we should treat him the way he was treated. He is a first-time caller. If we lose one person as a result, it is one person too many. This person may lead us to someone else and someone else.
Doctor, I don't
and
think...
And another
Doctor
person Gemba, calling to support Doctor, and insulting him on the rate is not proper.
Dr. Egemba, you need to follow some certain things, please. If you are listening very carefully to what he said... He said, people come to my shop and tell me about Biafra. I have not been interested. I decided to call today. I asked him, are you listening to Radio Biafra? Now, he said no, that he is running his business. So he may have listened, or his Yoruba friends may have called him, because as I am, I listen to what people say very, very attentively. I read between the lines, not just what people say. I go behind what they are saying to understand what they mean. He said... People have been telling me to listen to Radio Biafra. He hasn't listened before. Maybe his friends may have told him. I don't know. I'm only speculating. He said the way we insult Yoruba people. That we insult Yoruba people. And I'm asking you, are these not the same people deporting you? Our people are more for that. I can't understand them. Are they not the same people deporting you from Lagos? Are they not the same people that stole your money? Are they not the same people that refuse to give you certificate of occupancy? Are they not the same people that you give them your money in a Yoruba church and they go and build universities that you can't afford? Are they not the same people that they are killing you? They are not saying anything? How many times has Wole Soyinka risen up to condemn the senseless slaughter of Igbo people in the north? No. But they are jumping up and down about River State. Our people unu chepo nejiche. Bikonu. Unu chechiche, Ojukwu told us. Onye ndi no gbara gburugburu. Not only that. Please. Okay. Anagere ihe onye mu anya. Anybody who is awake. Please, 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 please let us understand who we are and where we are going. We are not here to please people. We are here to get Biafra. The truth of the matter remains as the evidence has been presented time and time again. Tell me, if you say Yorubas are not cowards, I agree with you. But tell me an act of bravery they have ever performed. Is it Ogundigbe? Ogundigbe was the second to argue Ironsi, in case people don't know. Let's delve into history for a second. Ogundigbe was a brigadier in the Nigerian army and assumed the general officer commanding of the Nigerian army after Ironsi was assassinated by the cowardly Danjuma and co. What did Ogundigbe do? Ogundigbe ran to London. Do you know how he came to London? A Hausa recruit. His megad pointed a gun at him and told him if he doesn't leave the country, they will shoot him dead. Ogundigbe ran like a coward that he is to England to come and stay here. And you're telling me, if you name one act of bravery by Yoruba people, I will kneel down and apologize to all of them out in the open on the street. I'll go to Trafalgar Square tomorrow and kneel down and apologize to the whole of Yoruba world. One act of bravery. If they ask me, I will tell them. I can name individual Igbo people. Ironsi is number one. Ironsi was decorated on the battlefield in the Congo and made a general. He was made a general by white people, not by useless people in the zoo. Do I remind you of who Kaduna Nzogwu is? Do I need to remind you of Chukwuemeka Odumegwu Ojukwu, who he is? The same way that they cheated us and told us that they are more educated than us. Who told you? The first vice chancellor, indigenous vice chancellor in Nigeria, is Kenneth Dike, not a Yoruba man. They claim they are more educated than us, brainwashed us, and we are singing like little children from nursery rhyme book. They are more educated than us. Anambra, you have to score 139 to go to school. In Yoruba, you have to score 2. Where are Yoruba people? They are more educated than us. This is Radio Biafra, please. We base everything we speak or talk about on the truth. If you say they are not cowards, tell me an act of bravery they performed. And then I'll tell you about Abagana. I will tell you that we took over from the whole world 2 times. I will tell you that Ikotekmene fell and we took Ikotekmene. I will tell you that the Biafran people held out for 3 years against the whole world. That is bravery incomparable to anything seen alive. For you to stand the United States, Britain, Russia, China, the whole world for 3 years. Who can dream? Who can do that? Only the Biafran people. And that is the stock where I come from. And I will die defending the honor of those people. This is Radio Biafra. We are not here to win friends. We are here to tell people the truth. Please, if you're joining us for the very first time, we welcome you. We ask you to stay where you are because this is Radio Biafra. We are not relenting. We are not backing down. We are going straight ahead to get Biafra. We are not here to win friends. We're even too many. Anikararakare. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello. Good morning.
Good evening from here, or good night. Very close to 10 p.m. here. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
All right. My name is Ibechukwu, but I've called before.
Yes.
And I'm calling again.
Yes.
I'm calling from Malaysia.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
What I want to say again is this. The guy that called that said that he lives in Lagos should not be mad. This guy is making his opinion. Like for my own self, this is my second time of listening to Radio Biafra. I can't be scolded for what I do not know. If I have anything that I don't know, I think this is the best place for me to get an answer or to be cleared. It's not when someone is called, even asking the person's name is like a fight or something like that. It will scare people away. My brother, I'm just, we are egos, and we should mind how we address people and stuff like that. We shouldn't be scolding people. Many of us don't know anything about these things, and we heard a friend of mine was telling me about this Radio Biafra, and I think it can. This is almost 5 a.m. in Malaysia. For me to be awake and be listening to this thing, I have interest on it. Not that I will call and I will discourage for asking questions. If the guy has made mistakes, the best thing for us to do is to put him in order and make him to understand that this is where you should put it and this is where you should be. So that the person will get the example. Not if you score the person, he might not even be able to get, although you might say that you don't need much people to do this and this, but it's not the way. For my own advice, let's try to be mild. Let's try to accept our people when they ask us questions. And if anybody have asked anything that is not in line with the vision of getting Biafra, the best thing we can do is to put the person in order, make that person to understand. We shouldn't scold people. Please, this is my own little difference. Please, my brother, let nobody kill you. I'm just giving my own little advice on how we should go on this thing. We should bring things down. Let's not be talking as if we have already started the fight or something like that. We should make people to understand. When people understand, then we cannot talk of how to get this thing. By then, we are carrying people along. When one calls and asks a person and the person is being scored, the person will not get the courage to ask again. The person will not even have the interest of even broadcasting the news, like you are saying that we should invite people to like the page on Facebook and this thing. When person is doing school like this, the person might be totally out of it. This is my second time on this radio offer, and I am interested in everything that is going on here. Please, let's try and bring things down. Make people to understand the vision first. When people
I agree with what you're saying. We accept what you're saying, but let me ask you a question. Are you aware that your people died yesterday? I asked you this question before. Are you aware that Nebulu Ndiebu Nchigara Ganabale?
Of course, I am aware, my brother. What I am saying is this. Even as I'm talking now, not everybody knows that people died in Nigeria yesterday. And when those people come to Radio Biafra, maybe they just put it and hear somebody say something, they call. The best thing is to put that person in order. That is what I'm saying. Everybody knows what is going on in Nigeria, and nobody is happy about it. If Nigeria is a better place, we shouldn't be talking to Tamil, staying in abroad. It's because you don't find it a comfort place. That's why all of us are out, even you.
So I came out of the zoo not as an economic migrant, but because I was at UNN my third year studying geography. I did not see igneous rock or sedimentary rock. I told my dad, I'm finished. If you don't send me abroad to go and study, I will not go to school. And he saw reason with me and he sent me to England. I don't like things that deception is something I can't tolerate. Agogo, I cannot deal with it. I can deal with anything. The deception of Yoruba people is something that drives me insane. I cannot stand it. This is Radio Biafra. I welcome what you have said. We love our people. If not, we will not be here. If we don't love our people, Radio Biafra will not be here. Thank you very much for calling. We accept what you have said. If not for the love we have for all of you, we cannot be here. We are trying to save ourselves from imminent destruction. This is Radio Biafra. Please turn your system down. Walateya.
I cannot stand it. Good evening.
Yeah, thank you. Good evening, my brother. Turn your system off. Turn it off. Turn it off, please. Turn it off, your system. Biko Banyoya. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, Nandi. How are you? Good evening.
Good evening. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Okay. It's Isaac from South Africa.
Isaac from South Africa. Go ahead.
Nwande, nkuzi ama ati ya nigo. Ama amu nile mde mwari na ade uku usu gburuguru. Kenye ame respect mde Yoruba. Oga, ma mde amu nile kwara anu kune ase respect. Mde Yoruba, respect ya le nigo. Na la South Africa ama, ande Yoruba u nde consulate, ndisi nde consulate. A yore nde South Africa, as a security. Ndị ime paspọtụ ndị Yoruba achị agba ọchị ewere ti agafe gbaa gị n'anya ka ihe ị ga-akpọrọ ya ugwu. Ndị Yoruba akpọrọ anyị ugwu, ha kpọrọ ụmụ ha bịa na South Africa ịzụ ha na skuul, ụmụ ha agbapụta ebe a na-akpọ Hibru na-elegharị ndị Igbo anya ebe ha kwụ na spiriti na-achị ọchị were kamera na-efe ndị Igbo. Onye ahụ na-emepe ọnụ na-ekwu gị okwu a jụọ ọ dị ka onye onye jikọ ha na ndị Yoruba. Ka ihe a na-akpọrọ ya ugwu, ndị Yoruba ebisa bụ enyi. Respect. Or the Arusa, only one according to you. A woman who I want a foreigner. We are all a freedom fighter, don't respect anybody. We are fighting for our own freedom until we get what we want. That is when we respect anybody. And everybody that I'm going to do with the right job, I have fire at an order. I will go to your head, you will uncle. We don't deserve our respect. We don't deserve our respect. Thank you,
my dear brother. Thank you very much. We are going back to the line. I believe that we have. Please, if you're calling us, stay where you are. On the download, we'll split it into two. We'll continue this evening. We've been on air for the past 3 hours. We'll continue for as long as it takes because this is your station. This is Radio Biafra. You own this station. You own this studio. You own our broadcasting time. You even own us and our lives as well. We are here to serve you. We've not had anything to eat or to drink, but we'll continue to provide coverage to the issues affecting our people and how we're going to get Biafra in truth and honesty. That is why we exist as a people. And Apwanya Biafra, we are nothing. Biafra is what makes you a human being. Without Biafra, you are an imbecile. This is Radio Biafra. Please, Uche, go ahead.
Yes, I want to say this once again, that I believe that at individual levels, I mean, you can make friends with anybody you like to make friends with. But what we are talking about here is about Biafra. It is about a group of people. It is about a race. It is about the plight of Biafrans in the contraction called Nigeria. And when it comes to relationship with other ethnic nationalities, the Biafrans have been marginalized, the Igbos and other Biafrans have been marginalized in Nigeria. And we are also seeing it today. And put in perspective, we're talking about the Yoruba. The Yorubas as a race do not want the Igbos in the first place to survive or to live and be progressive in any part of Nigeria. And what is playing out in Lagos State is just a tip of the iceberg. And in that circumstance, I am saying that anybody who is saying give respect to Yorubas and any other person, it's not, does not know what he's saying. Because look at a situation where the Igbos are known for their entrepreneurial prowess. They are in businesses, they are in trading. The Oladipo market, we're talking about, the Igbos built it and things like that. And now the government of the day under Fashola woke up just one morning and started demolishing and dislocating everybody. Where do you expect these people? And where do you expect the traders, the Igbos, to run to? You destroy their means of earning a living. You render them useless upon what Awolowo did during the war. You know, the wounds of the civil war is not yet healed. And they are inflicting another wound, a fresh one, in a more disgracing way. And somebody is there, an Igbo man or woman, is coming up and saying, give respect, give this. Now, if you have Yorubas as your friends, what have they come out to say in the open? If you have them as your true friends, they like you, they love you, they accommodate you, what have they said about what their government is doing against the Igbos? These are the questions. And so any woman or woman coming up to begin to suggest that you need to treat this person with respect, you need to treat, that person is speaking, he's not telling himself or herself the truth, speaking with both sides of the mouth. The so-called Igbo contributors on this Radio BFA have not even stood up and recognized themselves as Igbos and to defend their own people. They have not done so. They are rather giving support to people, the enemies who are subjugating our people to perpetual slavery. It is very unfortunate. This is Radio Biafra, and somebody, the second to the last caller, said people are calling, we are asking people to come to Radio Biafra to like our page, to bring their friends. We want people, we want numbers, but not by all means. This is Biafra. It is the coalition of the willing. We want people. We want people of like minds, but not by all means. If you don't like Biafra, you go. If you want what Biafrans are doing, Radio Biafra is doing, if you like freedom, if you like justice, join us. But you must not come to Radio Biafra to dictate the pace at which we must be going, or to dictate the pace at which or direction Biafra movement should go. We have a defined project. We want to tell the world about the plight of the Biafran people in the contraction called Nigeria. Yes. We want to tell our story the way it is.
Yes.
We don't want anybody again to tell our to tell our stories for us.
Now we have Radio Biafra. They cannot tell our stories for us anymore.
It is either we get Biafra or without getting that Biafra in the process. So if you like Radio Biafra, you subscribe to it. If you don't like it, go to Nigeria FM. Go to AM station. Go to Nigeria NTA, and where they will be massaging your ego.
Not here. We do not respect. We tell you the truth.
There is really, therefore, there's no massaging anybody's ego, because millions of people have died because of this cause, and this is in memory of whom we are doing what we are doing. Our people have abandoned us, the so-called leaders of thought, politicians, governors, and even people who are well-to-do in the society are all interested in their own personal interests. They are all also interested in their own families, not in the generality of the interests of our people who are being subjugated. There is no going back on this. There is no retreat. There is no surrender. If you don't like Radio Biafra, there is no mincing words about it. Better sit down in your house. Better sit down. Mind your business. But here, this is liberation movement. This is freedom fighting. We are here because our people are being killed, and nobody is talking about it. We are here because our people have been massacred, and the international community looked the other way. This time around, Biafra must be put on the international stage once again, and there is no going back on that. Anybody that doesn't like Radio Biafra should go and mind his business. That is my own position on that.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We welcome that very view. A lot of people are calling. Please stay where you are. We are going to come to you, because this is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Onyeka Shukwe. I'm calling from Germany.
Yes.
Please, Nandi, watch out what most of the people who are causing all this confusion are the new people. And these new people who are just talking, listening to Radio Biafra cannot be... these people are the agents. They were sent to come and disorganize what is happening. And they cannot dictate how this Radio Biafra will be run. They cannot dictate how what we have been... what we have been doing for more than three years. So they cannot come just starting listening only two times now to tell us how it is being done. Anybody who is a new person should go back to the old broadcast and know what Radio Biafra is all about before he can make any suggestion, before he can make any contribution. You cannot just wake up in the morning because someone told you to come and listen, you pick your phone and come and you want to change the name that have been before you. It's not possible and it's not acceptable. If they were able to deceive anybody, any few of our people, I don't think majority will not be deceived on that. That's unacceptable. Either you accept the way the Biafra is or you quit. It's not by force. I was talking to somebody called me here in Germany, was telling me what he don't like and this, that, telling me that we did Biafra have no respect of anybody. Even our director even insult our people, even the people, the place of you, who are you? If he first insult his own people, how would you think of outsider? Now, the other person was comparing us with America or Britain. If you not, you're not telling America to respect Bin Laden, tell America not to call the Muslim the coward. If you respect him or respect any Akada, if America call them cowards, they are human beings, so they deserve respect as well. But they were caught cowards because of what we do, because they have killed, they killed Americans, they killed people. Then we compare it with people that killed more than 3.7 million of Igbos. And we are telling you to respect it. I think anybody who calls for the Biafra first, if it's a new person, if you start making any statement, please cut him short and tell him, please go and listen to the broadcast, then you know exactly what we are doing here before you come here and make a contribution. You don't just wake up and start making a contribution and think that you can come here and change and with your philosophy and whatever you think you stop and change everything and tell us how to run the how to run it. Been on air for a very long time. People have been listening. People are not satisfied with it, they will not be listening. So few people who are just subscribed to the Radio Biafra cannot dictate how it will be run. Please, we have to really shun these people. We don't have to give them chance for this, all this nonsense, really. It's only a kindergarten. Here is a kindergarten, and we need people, and we have to know that we need people to dictate.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are not relenting. If you doubt our resolve, you ask our enemies. As a Tabu Masebu will say, we are like waterproof of pure water. You know what they put pure water in? If you bury it even for 100 years, if you bring it out, it will be looking at you. The same way, it will be the same way that it was when you first buried it. That is where we tell our people that we are unrelenting in what we are pursuing. Our obligation, people say, oh, but you insult our people. My mother and my father, they are both Igbo people. I am Igbo. My name is Nnamdi. It doesn't mean that when our people are misbehaving, I'll start clapping for them. It can never happen. We call a spade a spade. Radio Biafra. Give us your name.
Hello.
Turn your system off or turn it down, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, this is Sunday from India.
Sunday, Ahanaga. Again, do you have a father? What is your father's name? Ahanaga.
I have a Sunday.
That's better. Not a Nigerian. Nigerians don't call Radio Biafra. It's meant for Biafra.
I'm from Nigeria. I'm a for Biafra.
Better. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I'm calling in regard of a brother that's calling from Malaysia.
Yes, turn your system off. Your system should be off when you call Radio Biafra. If your system is not off, we can't take your calls. We commend everybody. We have over 1,230 something callers on Skype alone waiting to be spoken to. It is a lot, but we'll try as much as we can to go through your calls. We'll remain here as long as you people are able to. Or maybe as they are telling me that somehow I need to get my thought and my brain together again. We love all of you. That is why we are doing what we are doing. If not, we wouldn't be here. We are not the type of people that massage you. Consider us as doctors. You need injection for us to be able to administer to those. Ogafofo, it is painful, but it's so that you can be better. We are not going to give you sweet and ice cream so that you can get obese, so you can suffer from diabetes. It is sweet when you're taking it. It will lead to your death. Here we give you chloroquine, we give you quinine. It is bitter, but it's good for your liver. People must know that anything that is bitter in this life is good for your liver. That's what we've been told. So that this is Radio Biafra. Please don't think that we don't love you. We love you more than you even love yourselves. We just want you to change. That is all. It's out of love that we do what we do. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello. Hello, Nandi. This is Evangelist Barnabas from Ireland.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Nandi, please. What these people are discussing about insulting people or using harsh words. I want to say something about this. Nandi, I was told in business studies that mass media are agenda setters. They make lists. And they are gatekeepers. And I want to tell you that you have to make lists of what you want people to hear and set a gate of what you want to come in and what you don't want to come out. Please, man, there are some certain things you need to discuss on the air, and there are things you don't need to discuss because it might cause grievances. I want you to know that myself, I will not be in support, maybe cursing somebody or abusing somebody. I know all you are saying is the facts. The other day I was discussing with a friend and he said the same thing. He said, all these Yoruba pastors, what have they said about what is happening? We know all these things, but that doesn't mean that we are going to be harsh on people. Nandi, you are lecturing people. I want you to know you are lecturing people. You are there to educate people. People who don't know, you explain to them. They will hear from you. Hello?
We are listening, and so is the world. We are listening to your very fine lecture. I must say, you're the one lecturing us, and I'm listening attentively. I'm a good pupil. I love listening. Go ahead.
Nandi, please, I want you to know that I'm not happy with what is going on in Nigeria. Manabiko. I actually am kiwe li anwaya wanne mwoke biko.
Yes, I want to ask you a question. No, I was asking a question. If you allow me to ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you
go
know
on.
That our people was killed yesterday in Kano?
Of course, I know.
Do you know that I am an Igbo person? Are you aware of that?
Yes, you are.
Do you know now?
And so am I.
Kama sokwara Igbo ozo, mana wuri mo onye na emeburu ozu onye ozo ya dike egbosisi kporo nko.
That's true.
If you kill any Igbo person anywhere in the world, including our brother that called from Grand Canaria, I will come after the person with everything I have. I want people to understand that the era of killing our people and thinking we're going to be docile has come and gone. It won't happen, not under my watch. Not as long as I am the director of Radio Biafra, it will not happen. This radio station was set up to defend Biafran interest wherever it is threatened, anywhere on the face of this planet, and we will pursue that till our dying day. It's never going to change. So we
place...
Yes, go ahead.
Not condemn Mogul. Mana, remember what I said earlier, that they told me that mass media are agenda setters and gatekeepers. You should understand what I mean. Oh, we him a peruse or call gaffery, your gaffery. We him a choose, you have to know that gaffery. On that put on a air, the muddy debate we are. In your money, mega device, you can't even change the name so that all will know when he will. That cause you confusion. They block wire. Don't know to another person. That negative against us or against our people on the air. You know what I go? Because I know you get the news in the also other media. See, I know that Mahane present is something half fashion in media called the presentable nothing them mad. Ogunwe ba ko de na aka ge control ihe ge ku na ihe ichoro ka ndem madu ku o him choro ile ke mara amara biko.
Yes, I have heard what you have said and we take it on board. I welcome that. Thank you very much for calling. We welcome your advice, your guidance, your lecture, if I may add, incidentally, we love it. And that this is Radio Biafra. If you give us any sound advice, we welcome it all the time. But one thing is unmistakable. If Igbo people keep quiet when they are killing you in Kano, if you keep quiet when Boko Haram is stockpiling arms in Ebonyi, if you keep quiet as Rocha Sokrocha is romancing Gowon that killed 3.5 million of our people, then you don't deserve any respect. We will tell the world how useless you are as a race unless you change. Because here, what happened to us before is not going to happen again. Rather than calling Radio Biafra and whinging and complaining, do something about our plight. Do something about it. Change what is happening to us. Let it stop. Because at Radio Biafra, here, everybody is valued. Here, everybody is a Biafran. Radio Biafra was set up to defend Biafrans and we shall do so. Please give us your last word. Go ahead, please.
Okay, please. Inyem choy bu nge kwe ni bu. Imana, inya ayene kwe, obo oso osa anye ga alo ogwa. Nde mwadeno ni wani le me ga yinti, ama yene marino. Mana una ede uru kwo jo ni kwe, nde uriki, nyele ayake chi.
Deka ndio
le. Kadela alaike.
My brother, deka ndio le. Gwa mwonde ayu kutoro, genye na anyaka.
Well, Nande, Moa, I support you. I'm not against you. I support this cause to the end. But you know, I go, men will also, many ways that you'll be okay. Well, thank you, Biko.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Who are the people that we are in support of that I have castigated? The people going to support us. Ondi Yoruba Ganyina Gaka. Egwuregwu. Yoruba to come and help you get Biafra. Oh my God, it's laughable. This is Radio Biafra. We shall continue to tell people the truth and nothing but the truth. We are bringing the program to an end in the next half an hour. We have been on the air for 3.5 hours and it's been a pleasure. We are here to serve you and we are here to give you a taster of the new Biafra. Because in the new Biafra, nothing is going to be hidden. The truth must be spoken at all times. That is how you sustain a civilization, not by sweeping things under the carpet. If people are not happy with Radio Biafra, they should come out and say it. If there's anything for us to learn, we shall learn. This is Radio Biafra. Yeah. Give us your name and where you are. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, thanks. My name is Ifeanyi Ogbugwa.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm son of Biafra.
And where are you calling from, please?
Yeah, I'm calling from India.
From India. Please go ahead. We are listening.
Yeah. I am really grateful to you people in supporting Biafra.
Thank you.
You people should go ahead because it's our rights, which are fighting for a very long time.
Yes.
Yeah. So anybody who does not care of that or is not interested can be a Mandela. So I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
I love that. Yeah, I love it.
Thank you very much. Yeah. And join our people in India. When you call Radio Biafra to tell us what to do, when you call Radio Biafra to advise us, even some of people that call to pontificate, we welcome all of that because we absorb as much as we give. Please, we are asking you to do something. Join Biafrans where you are. Even our brother in the Grand Canaria, join Biafrans where you are. Make sure you support Radio Biafra to continue speaking the truth, to let other people also be able to call and air their views to the hearing of the entire world. Please add your friends. We see a lot of people are adding their friends. We have surpassed 66,000. We want to get to 1 million. If you are shouting Biafra, Biafra, Biafra from tomorrow and the day after, we'll begin to compile the names of the people who are claiming they have Biafra on their sleeves, who are afraid to add their friends. If we go through and your friends are not there, we will know that you're a coward and you cannot come with us. We don't need cowards in this very battle. If you are not a coward, go and announce Biafra to your friends. Adola Hario, put them on Radio Biafra Facebook group. Send them the link of our broadcast that they may listen. You can inbox them. Even the people with the mobile phones, they can receive it. Tell them to listen to Radio Biafra and ask them to repent, please. The killing of our people is senseless. It's bringing disgrace and dishonor to us as a race, and we don't want it. We are going to Dr. Egemba to please give us closing remarks because we are bringing this program to an end in the next 5 minutes, to be very precise. Please, Dr. Egemba, give us your closing remarks before we bring this program today. Program to an end.
Okay, please. Thank you, and our listeners all over the world, thank you very much for your time. It is not easy. It is only the hardened Biafranist, if I may use that terminology, those who breathe, eat, drink, wake up, sleep with the Biafra that can stay put for this long. If you have listened throughout, that's fine. If I have joined halfway, that's fine. If I have joined and went out, it is also accepted. But for whatever time you have given to Radio Biafra today, we thank you very much. If your views are not the way in support of the views of others, this is a free speech. Understand it that way. Let me stop at that. It is a pleasure to serve you. It is a pleasure to have you online. As you know, most of you know, as Justin and has retreated in the time with us number. The only thing left for me as an individual, for us, those of us in the editorial board of Radio Biafra, most of you listening all over, the only thing, the atom of respectability left for me is the hope that one day there will be Biafra. If not, those who live in England, they are British citizens, American citizens, or citizens of whichever you think that is the end of the world for you, you are deluding yourself. Because any time, any day, the nation can withdraw. Go and look at what is written in your passport. This belongs to whichever, Her Majesty the Queen's government. The British passport you hold belongs to Her Majesty's government, the American government, the Danish government, the South African government, whichever the nationality you hold their passport, it is their property, in capital letter. When they wake up one day, sometime, you are trying to run it, they will say, pass any law and withdraw it. Then you will be exposed. So don't even think
that you are comfortable. Those flash houses Nandi was telling us about, that is the most of us, our brothers own in America, it amounts to nothing. Then you can go to court and challenge it, and so what? The worst come to worst, you will be deported. Then you will have some element of respectability because you are deported from a foreign country. Then when you live in Lagos, they deport you to Igbo land. Then you know that you know the difference between Paul and Barnabas.
Oh,
anyway, let me not preach. Thank you all, you all, for your time. It's highly appreciated. Whatever you do, keep faith and listen to us again tomorrow. Thank you, and God bless you wherever you are.
Thank you very much, Dr. Egemba. Thank you very, very much. And Chidera, please.
Yes, I would like to give my opinion on this before I give my closing remark, because I'm very angry about certain things right now. Radio Biafra, with what I understood about it, it was built on the platform of transparency. Am I correct?
That is correct, of course, and nothing else.
Yes, so it's something that is transparent. All we hear is, you know, so in a situation whereby you would have to make a list of what to talk about and what not, then there's no difference between Radio Biafra. We can as well go back to NTA and listen to it. The only reason why I listen to Radio Biafra is because it's very peculiar. There is something like that. There is honesty there. When they don't give you what you're looking for in NTA, you come to Radio Biafra and get it. So don't say that they're insulting. If Radio Biafra is, they allow everybody to talk. If you want to be modest, you can go ahead. You can just say whatever you want. If you choose not to, that's fine too. We allow all manner of people to talk. So you can't say that only one type of people should talk. Then what we're doing is not freedom of speech then. So that's what I have to say on that. Everyone should be allowed to voice their mind exactly how it is, unadulterated. And also, I'm thanking everyone today for listening to the program. And I would ask them to rejoin us sometime tomorrow by 7 p.m. London time. From here, it's me, Chidera Kabo. And I'm saying thank you and God bless. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. I welcome everything you said. I am a lover of free speech. I happen to be educated in a country that is highly civilized and where free speech is allowed. I said this before, there is a place called Speaker's Corner near Hyde Park you can go to and stand and say whatever that is on your mind. Biafra will be the same. Open ground, free speech, unadulterated, no censorship. The newspapers, the media will be free to publish anything. If you disagree with them, take them to court and sue them for libel, which is what we expect people to do to us as well. If they have the metal, if they have the bottle, if you ask us questions, we ask you too. That's Radio Biafra in conjunction with Bilie Human Rights Initiative under the auspices of the indigenous people of Biafra, headed by the Council of Elders of these very wonderful people, is the authority we submit to, and ultimately to God in heaven. It's been a pleasure serving you this evening. You are our Lord and our Master because you are from the Biafran family. We love you very dearly, and that is why we do what we do. Please, we are asking you to try and bear with us. Biafra is coming in truth and honesty. Radio Biafra is incorruptible. Incorruptible, by which we mean we cannot do anything. We cannot afford to do anything that will jeopardize the coming of Biafra. We cannot benefit financially from Biafra. We are not going to build any houses with money from Biafra. We are not going to build hotels. We will not travel to Abuja. Even Abuja will not go. We will not meet Peter Obi. We will not meet Rocha Sokorocha. We will not meet any other corrupt Igbo politician because they will contaminate Biafra. The Biafra that is being pursued by Radio Biafra and our Council of Elders is a Biafra of purity, a Biafra of righteousness, a Biafra that is worthy to usher in the kingdom of heaven on this earth. And that kingdom of heaven is called Biafra, and I am happy to serve it any day. I love you all, one after the other. But more importantly, I love Biafra. And I say, may God continue to bless the wonderful land of Biafra and her peoples. Thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you.
Ananti asili umwenu ibi mena numu wagasilele.